It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Getting ready for a Labor Day weekend on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. I decided to take it on the road and drive a little Route 66. I went west until I reached the roundabout at El Reno, and here I am coming to you live from the Frontier Auto Group, their Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram dealership, live on location, and we're going to do the show from here, but that doesn't mean you can't call 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, and join in the conversation. Now, you'll want to do some car shopping this weekend, because here's what's happening in the car business. We're starting fourth quarter, and what happens is they really want to get rid of the 2026s so they can get the 2027s in later in the quarter. So they've got a big selection. They've got a lot of options. And Frontier Auto Group has got plenty to show you, whether it's Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, or Chevrolet. And the best part of all, they do things the old-fashioned way. Now, by the old-fashioned way, I mean 10 years ago. Because 10 years ago, you'd walk into a dealership, you'd tell them what you were looking for, they would show you some models, maybe take you on a test drive, and then it became all about internet and online and this and that, and it just got to be where car dealers quit caring. I know a lot of industries have quit caring. Well, El Reno is a small town, and Frontier Auto Group can't afford to not care. They've been doing business here for 100 years, and if all of a sudden they turned around and you walked in and there wasn't anybody here to talk to you, and they were saying, yeah, you need to get on our website, or here's the part I hate. When you walk into a business, yeah, please sign into our kiosk, and you put in your name and your address and your phone number and your email address and your alternate email address and your sperm sample and everything that they ask for. And you walk in and maybe somebody shows up and, oh yeah, did you sign up at the kiosk? Yes, I signed up at the damned kiosk. Okay. Well, they don't do that here. They don't do that here at Frontier Auto Group. And I'm here in the newer version, which is the Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram dealership on the roundabout at Route 66. And you could just about eat off the floor of that repair bay, just about. That's how clean things are and up-to-date things are. So throughout the program, we'll be talking about it, and I'll get your calls at 405-608-4377 as we start a nice long holiday weekend. Did Norman decide not to move forward on becoming half the town it used to be? I was a little surprised at the turnout from the conversation they had yesterday afternoon. I'll give you an update. If you are on Sooner Care, you better beware, because some of the new requirements are coming. Do you have back trouble, hurt shoulder, broken arm? Well, how do you fire if you're not used to doing that? Today on Firearms Friday, we'll go over wounded firing, if you will. Also, a new study on gun ownership where the producer of the study actually weighted the data because he knew the people that were paying for the study weren't going to like what they saw. Well, he's re-released the study with the actual data, and it's worse for gun grabbers. Their heads are going to collectively explode, and you and I are going to help them explode. Mother of five being cited for child abuse because she let her kids play outside. I guess that means I was an abused child. I couldn't come in till the streetlights came on. Oh, and there was mom rang a bell. Because if she couldn't see me and I couldn't hear her hollering, she would ring a bell, and you better believe I better come when that bell was ringing. Child abuse, I tell you. Anyway, we'll get into that. And it ended up being a hung jury in the case of Lacey Clancy. There's a lot of emotion attached to that. We'll talk about that coming up, too, on Freedom 96.9. So remember, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Let's get things started with Howard in Watonga. Howard, are you ready for a nice long weekend?
I am, Liberty Lee. I'm ready for a three-day weekend. Let's get it started.
Hey, all right, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good information on the auto group over there in El Reno. That sounds like a good thing. Yeah, no, I was listening to that story today earlier. about the lady that killed her kids and they got the hung jury.
Mm-hmm.
That to me, I'm a little baffled. Why I don't understand. Why don't they just so the hung jury, now they go back
thought.
And now they got to spend a bunch of money to retry this thing?
Well, no, here's the thing. That may not even happen. That may not even happen because of the way the first trial was conducted. There may be a violation of double jeopardy. There may be a violation where they can't retry her. Because
this
they were so thorough, and they charged her with everything, and she's been acquitted of basically of everything, or hung jury of everything. So it's like they can't retry her on some of those charges.
But I don't understand. Have we lost our moral compass? I mean, she needs to. I mean, she pleaded insanity, right? But still, they have places.
Basically,
they have places.
And you can do that in Massachusetts. You can't do that in all the states. But here's my thing, Howard. My thing is that they overcharged her. They were so zealous to get her on something. They thought, let's load up the charges with everything, so we'll at least get her on something. Well, now they can't get her on anything. It's kind of like the Trump syndrome. Trump has been impeached on so many things for so many times. The man could go kill somebody in the middle of the street and nobody could arrest him.
I understand, because of the double jeopardy thing. You think the same thing's going to happen in the Charlie Kirk case with this guy? They're trying to, get another hung jury.
No, I don't.
No,
I do not, because we have too much forensic evidence. We have too much solid evidence on the Charlie Kirk case. Saying, "Yeah, I did it."
So let me make sure I understand. She confessed. They have the evidence, and they still got a hung jury.
Yes, and I don't blame the one holdout, because 11 against 1 still doesn't make it right. I understand the sympathies.
Yeah.
I understand all of the, and I've been getting hammered about it because of the postpartum depression. I've been getting hammered. You're a man. You don't understand. Of course I don't understand. But, you know what you don't understand, lady? Erectile dysfunction. So put that in your feminist pipe and smoke it, Gloria Steinem.
And by the way, the Steinem lady that died, wasn't she?
She was too busy to have a baby, so she aborted it to go run off to India and become Gandhi's disciples.
Rush Limbaugh refer to her as a feminazi?
Yes.
I mean, I remember.
By the way, she had nothing to say about how terrible the Islamists treat women, and she had nothing to say about how the pornographic industry treat women, nor about women who choose to treat themselves badly in the pornographic industry. So
put that in your feminist sniper. I'm with you 1,000% on that. Just running cover for the worst. And also the abortion.
And all we heard out of this defense attorney today was how well women are treated with postpartum depression in Europe. And I'm like, well, guess what? The Europeans don't expect their women to work and raise the children. The women in Europe are expected to raise the children, and the men go out and do the money making. I'm not saying it's a good arrangement. I'm just saying it's the arrangement. Okay, I'll stay home and raise the kids if it comes to that. And from the sounds of things, this husband was willing to do that.
Wow. Well, I had no idea. That's keep doing your great job with educating the public on these issues. Have a great day heading back to Watonga.
All right. Howard in Watonga starting me out on a heavy-duty issue, but there we are. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. Curtis is our brand-new sales manager or general manager here at... Come on over here closer to the mic and tell me tell me a little about you. And
I am a Texas transplant that's been in Oklahoma for the last 10 years and finally got the opportunity to come over here and be the new general manager. And now I'm here for Chevrolet and CDJR and loving every minute of it.
I love that CDJR. That's Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Am I correct in that we're about to approach the season where we're trying to get the 26s rolling so that we can get the 27s in?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We've marked down everything so much right now that it's the best time of the year to buy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Going into the fall market, you've got up to 15% off on the Ram 1500s right now. The vast majority of the ones that we've got here have really deep dealer discounts as well. So find the right vehicle at the right price. It's the best time of the year.
The impressed me most about what's going on here in El Reno is that this is the old-fashioned way. This is the this is the small-town dealership that your grandpa would do business with.
It is.
Your preacher
business with. It is, and it's family-run. Mm-hmm. You know, Jerry and his family, this is the third generation. We're working on the fourth right now with Connor. And they've been around here since 1980. And honestly, at the end of the day, it really comes down to trust. We're not a fly-by-night organization that just came in here and took over. I mean, we've been here. People keep coming back to us. And the saying goes, built on trust and driven by service. So we're here even after the sale.
Well, I also know that you're not turning your back on the technologies. If somebody wants to find something online, and bring and say, hey, look, I'd like this. You all can get it turned around pretty quick.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The sales manager over at Chevy, his name's Shane Tuck, awesome dude, great leader. He last month with our Chevy turn did an absolutely phenomenal job, and the vast majority of the vehicles that we got for our customers last month were brought in.
Yeah,
you know, we dealer trade. We've got great dealership partnerships throughout the state of Oklahoma, Texas, and even up into Kansas and Missouri. So if it's out there and it's made and we don't have it, we can generally get out there and find it for our customers in a couple of days.
I myself dealt with the corporate world, and I noticed that after a while, the corporate policies became counterintuitive to your relationship with your customers. Mm-hmm. Have you run into some of that here?
I've run into that. But the beautiful thing about Frontier Auto Group is that our decisions are made locally.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to go to Houston to ask anybody for permission. And there's not a corporate office. There is me, Shane, Jerry, our leadership team. We can go in there and we can get things accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you don't get bogged down when you have that. It's
service service department. You guys do things that others normally charge for.
We do.
Yeah, like looking at not just the check engine light. I mean, your car is going to speak that car language. Yeah. It's going to tell you what's going. It'll tell you where it hurts.
Absolutely. So, but no, I mean, when it comes to getting vehicles diagnostics done on, there's a lot of places that charge a lot of money for that. Ours is very reasonable. For the first 30 minutes, we're not going to charge you anything. We're going to get you in. We're going to get you taken care of. We're going to find out what it is. And then we're going to give you the opportunity to get it fixed here. And we definitely want to earn your business. But ultimately, we understand that sometimes you're going to go outside.
Well, but also, a lot of the people that is back there in that repair bay, they've been here a good while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And when it comes to the mechanics, the technicians and the service advisors and everybody that's part of that team, it's customer first focus. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to do everything that we can to make sure that everybody is taken care of and it's fixed right the first time and that it's taken care of. Our focus is making sure that our customers are treated like family and we take care of them.
You'll see my video blog of the Charger that has so much power, it needs a parachute to stop. And that is posted at freedom969.com. I'd love for you to come by and take a selfie if you're in the El Reno area. If you're not, it's a short drive for great savings and great service. And you can even see the Devon Tower from the showroom here at the El Reno Frontier Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram dealership, where I'm broadcasting live and would love to see you. On the way, if you're on SoonerCare, better beware. Some new requirements are coming up. And what was said in that Norman meeting about becoming half the town they used to be? I'm not speaking in hyperbole. They were going to cut themselves in half. Coming up on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. I've told you before I like to cook, and one of my favorite cooking vessels is the old-fashioned black iron pot or skillet. Why? Well, the more you cook in a black iron skillet or pot, the better it gets, because the grease that you use to cook with, no matter what it is, sticks on that black iron pot. And as long as you don't clean it too much, it builds up layers of this grease that protects but also provides an excellent means of transferring heat to the food you're cooking. Plus, it preserves the black iron from getting rusty. Now, life is like that. The more experience you get, the more seasoned you get, the better you get at doing what it is you're doing, and the better preserved you are. Well-preserved. Eunice Corey knows all about that and the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, and they know you know it as well. So here we are. You're born in 1961. You're well-seasoned. It's time to start thinking about Medicare. Instead of worrying about calling some 1-800 number that is out of state, even out of the country, where you can barely understand what it is they're going to tell you, talk to Well-Preserved Advisory Group. They will walk you through the process because you're well-preserved and so are they. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. Put that experience to experience and experience their experience, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. And then get back at that kitchen and cook up something tasty.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Stevens Ford and Enid is the money-saving truck store for all Northwest Oklahoma, and the reason is simple. We stock more trucks, we sell more trucks, and we sell them at a money-saving price. And now, the savings are even greater because it's closeout time. Here's just one example of the savings. A new 2026 model F-150 Crew Cab. The MSRP on this truck is $50,870. But with our discount and Ford factory incentives, it's just $45,870. Now, folks, that's a discount of about 10%. Now, if you want to finance the same truck with Ford financing, just $42,570. And that's $8,200 off the MSRP. And get this, 72-month financing at 2.9%. So take your pick, cash or financing. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid and save. And always remember, we'll beat any deal, regardless. Required Ford financing and approved credit. Stock number C-6760.
Red, White, and Boots. Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages. Kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, games and activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I will give you the news of the day, hit all the breaking news as it happens during the show, give you the analysis and my opinion, and I will take your phone calls on what you think about it to 877-973-7425 right here as we spread freedom across Oklahoma on Freedom 96.9 weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
So what did happen at that Norman debate? It wasn't even a debate. It was more of a conversation yesterday. Lee Matthews, Freedom 96.9, and I'm live at Norman, and I'm sorry, here in El Reno at Frontier Auto Jeep and the Route 66 roundabout. Hope to see you here coming by and saying hello to me on Freedom 96.9. So Norman leaders debated last night about de-annexing about right there by 60th Avenue. But when you look at it on a map, it almost takes Norman, the city of Norman, and gets rid of half of it and throws half of it out into the county. And everybody that showed up was pissed. They did not want to see that happen. And they didn't want to lose their fire department, and they didn't want to lose their police department. One guy even said, you get upset when I'm target practicing now, just wait till I'm in the county and can start using thermite. which is an incendiary target that you use that fires up, and you can't use it in the city limits, but you can use it out in the county. So he was insinuating he was going to start a lot of fires. And so, anyway, they decided, no, we're not going to do that, And that was very prudent on their part, if you ask me, because I thought that was a dumb move. Somebody even asked the questions that were asked on this program twice yesterday. Wait a minute. You're doing this to save money. I thought Norman had plenty of money, and they do. And when that question was asked, that's when you saw the red faces. Oh, yeah, we're doing good for the next 60 years. We don't need any money. So I think there's two things going on here. Either they were trying to get rid of all the naysayers of the upcoming turnpike, or they were just fed up with the conservative coalition of Ward 5, and they were trying to shrink down Ward 5 as much as they could. Well, it ain't going to happen. But your thoughts on that, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews, live in El Reno as we start our holiday weekend. And I know this guy's looking forward to it. It's Tim from UConn joining me in person. Hi.
How's it going?
Good to have you along today.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for stopping by. I know you're working hard today, and you get a nice long weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you have something else going on, because it's Firearms Friday today, and one of
Lots
your
for everybody.
One of your enthusiasms is safety.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm a member of the Oklahoma Safety Coalition, and we actually help churches put together safety teams. And it's not always just about armed individuals, but it's also being prepared for medical emergencies as well as any other things that arise at a church or place of worship.
And it's been my experience, the medical emergencies end up happening more often than an armed emergency.
Oh, yeah. We hand out more Band-Aids than bullets.
Yeah. Well, I'm even seeing, you know, elderly having a spell because they didn't take their meds.
Absolutely.
Or maybe they have what's called AFib, and their AFib is firing up. I've seen that happen a lot of times.
So when that happens, what we try doing, and it doesn't make any difference if it's a congregation of 20 or a congregation of 20,000, is we try helping churches put a plan together. If this happens, we're not panicking because we already have a plan. You know, it's been said that people don't plan to fail, they just fail to plan.
Yeah.
So we come along churches. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. So we come alongside churches and help them to do that. And matter of fact, next month, October the 3rd, we have our annual conference, and we're going to have all kinds of breakout sessions to help people in a wide variety of areas. And so it'll be a great time, and they can check it out on Oklahoma Safety Coalition website.
And what is that website, Tim?
It's OklahomaSafetyCoalition.com, and you can check it all out there. If a church is interested and wants to become a member of the coalition, they can also do that. All the information's right there, and it's for the whole church. It's not, you know, per individual that's a part of the safety team. And like I said, we have some churches that don't want to be armed. We have other churches that are quite
that
well.
That was what I was about to ask you, because I have a friend who decided he's an enthusiast and he's an instructor, and he became kind of the organizer of his church. And he went ahead and organized a team to start patrolling the church services, but then came across some pushback from his pastor.
Uh-huh.
And you know this.
Yes, we hear that often.
Yeah.
And one of our biggest focuses is if we can stop it out in the parking lot, then it never comes inside.
There you go.
Our first row of defense is putting people out there in the parking lot, having eyes and ears.
So it's coming up October 3rd. What time?
October 3rd, starting about 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock sharp.
At?
The Del City, Destiny Christian Center.
All right. And the website?
Oklahoma.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A federal prosecutor investigating an ICE agent over the shooting of a Venezuelan man in Minneapolis has been fired. Assistant U.S. Attorney Matthew Evans was investigating possible civil rights charges against Christian Castro, who now faces 6 federal counts of making false statements about the shooting. Feminist icon Gloria Steinem is being remembered following her passing this week. Mark Mayfield with more.
A post on her official Instagram page said that Steinem passed away peacefully at her home in New York City, surrounded by some of the many who loved her. The post said she died on Wednesday at the age of 92, but did not give a cause of death. Her representatives are asking her fans to light a candle in her honor and for donations to be made to her charity, Gloria's Foundation. Steinem was considered to be a leader of the feminist movement in the U.S., particularly in the late 1960s and early 1970s.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. Let me pull back the curtain on something that frustrates almost everyone after a wreck, the property damage offer. Insurance companies know that most people don't even hire a lawyer for the car side of the claim. So what do? They make lowball offers hoping you'll cash that check before realizing the true value of your vehicle or the diminished value claim that comes after a major repair. When they decide whether your car is totaled, they use formulas that benefit them, not you. And once you accept that quick payment, the property damage case is over. Too many Oklahomans lose thousands of dollars because they're rushed or pressured. So remember, you're allowed to question your valuation, you're allowed to push back, and you're allowed to know the truth. And I am Noble McIntyre, giving you the inside scoop on what insurance companies wish you didn't hear. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. I'm Noble McIntyre, and that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation reports 63-year-old Michael Carrick of Newcastle has been arrested in connection with an investigation into child sexual abuse material. OSBI's Internet Crimes Against Children Unit began the investigation in July, serving Carrick with a warrant Thursday alongside the Chickasaw Light Horse Police Department. Investigators say Carrick admitted using search engines to view the material and claimed he'd possessed tens of thousands of files over his lifetime. He was booked into the McLean County Jail on multiple charges and violations of the Oklahoma Computer Crimes Act. Norman City councilors have decided not to move forward for now with a proposal to de-annex much of East Norman. The proposal would have removed land east of 60th Avenue from the city's limits and was presented as a possible way to reduce pressure on the city's general fund. Officials discussed the idea Thursday, but ultimately chose not to advance with it at this time. TSA agents at Will Rogers recently stopped a piece of luggage after an X-ray revealed what appeared to be a suspicious mass inside a pipe-like object. Investigators determined the items were realistic replica detonators used in fracking equipment, although they were marked with the word dummy. The items were ultimately determined to be safe, but TSA officials said they couldn't be allowed on the aircraft because replica explosives and similar components cannot be reliably verified as inert. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Stevens Ford and Enid is the money-saving truck store for all Northwest Oklahoma, and the reason is simple. We stock more trucks, we sell more trucks, and we sell them at a money-saving price. And now, the savings are even greater because it's closeout time. Here's just one example of the savings. A new 2026 model F-150 crew cab. The MSRP on this truck is $50,870. But with our discount and Ford factory incentives, it's just $45,870. Now, folks, that's a discount of about 10%. Now, if you want to finance the same truck with Ford financing, just $42,570. And that's $8,200 off the MSRP. And get this, 72-month financing at 2.9%. So take your pick, cash or financing. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid and save. And always remember, we'll beat any deal, regardless. Required for financing and approved credit. Stock number C6768.
Tired of hard water stains, cloudy dishes, dry skin, and mineral buildup? You don't have to call the water company. Your local experts at Service Pro Plumbing install quality water softener systems that help protect your plumbing, extend the life of your appliances, and leave your water feeling better throughout your home. Better water starts with one call. What are you waiting for? Call Service Pro Plumbing or visit ServicePROOKC.com right now.
How about a new way to get your kicks on Route 66? Because that's where I'm broadcasting live from the Dodge Chrysler Ram dealership of Frontier Auto Group. Hope to see you here this afternoon as I'm live on location on Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 73. Tomorrow, expect blazing sunshine and toasty conditions with a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear with a low of 74. Sunday will be partly sunny and hot, reaching a high of 99. Monday is forecasted to be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews live on location. at Frontier Auto Group, frontiermotor.net is their website. I am at the what they call the CGRD dealership, Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. There we go. They don't do Eagle anymore. I have to train myself to not say Eagle anymore. They don't have part of that anymore. Anyway, it is on the roundabout at Route 66 and a short drive from anywhere you are in Oklahoma, including Oklahoma City in El Reno on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Love to have you come by and take a selfie, just like Tim from UConn just did. The other big news of the day was Lindsey Clancy. Her defense attorney, Kevin Reddington, said that as he walked out of the court, that the defense emergency appeal had been filed with the Massachusetts Supreme Court justice. Then later, when that appeal was granted by the hearing, the judge who was presiding over the trial declined the request. And the request was to remove that one dissenting juror. If you didn't know, the jury came back with an 11-1 vote, 11 for acquittal, one. Well, we don't know what the one was for, but we know it was male. And we know it was male because the defense attorney made no secret of it. Now, there's a lot of defense attorneys and prosecuting attorneys scratching their heads saying, huh, that bordered on, that danced up to the little line of ethics, maybe crossed it. Do we need to look at ethics charges against this guy, Kevin Reddington? He really ought to know better than that, because it wouldn't be that hard for someone, an internet sleuth, to figure out who that person was and then dox that person. And if you dox that person's in jeopardy. Now, if you want to have another trial, how are you going to get a jury? If I knew that that's what this was, which I know when you go and you go for, I've been to voir dire, as they call it. I've been through that, and you don't know what the trial's going to be. You don't know what trial you're going to be sent to. So, you know, it could be a murder trial. It could be an insurance claim. It could be a lawsuit. It doesn't matter. But still. Now, I got to tell you. When Lee Matthews is in the midst of voir dire, all I have to say is, I'm Lee Matthews from Freedom 96.9. And what is that, Mr. Matthews? That is a news talk conservative radio station. Yeah, and then I get it, they can't get me out of the building fast enough. Oh, well, here, do you mind taking this ballot box back to the jury room with you while you're on your way out and picking up your $50 check and going and getting your car out of the parking garage? No, ma'am, I don't mind whatsoever. Thank you, and have a good day. So I've never been on a jury, nor do I ever think I ever will be. My mother kept saying, you know what, that, I don't think I put you on a jury. They're going to make you the foreman because you're a voice. I said, I don't think I'll ever make it on a jury. A defense attorney will look at me. They don't want someone. They do not want Solomon on those juries. They really don't. They want the people who are going to show up and not take notes and doze off and not pay attention. They want someone they can manipulate. They do not want someone who will, as the lawyers say, steal their jury. And that's what this guy did. This guy stole the jury. This Kevin Reddington, he thought he had it made when, 11-1, eh? Well, that is pretty good. That probably means, and it was 9 women, so probably all 9 women voted to acquit. And then the men, well, you know, there's a lot of this go-along to get-along jive that people get. Well, whoever this holdout was, I admire him. He stuck to his principles. Now, I'm not saying she was guilty. I'm not saying that she deserved to die. I'm not saying she deserved to be locked up for the rest of her life. I'm not saying she had not had enough trauma in her life. I agree with all of that. I understand all of that. And I've had these conversations with people off and on throughout this entire thing. For me, it comes down to, all right, what if this were a man? You wouldn't have this much sympathy. What if this were a minority? Would you have this much sympathy? Minority male or female? I don't care. What if this were a female minority? What would your feelings be then? Now, for me, it would be exactly the same. You've committed murder. And the actions as they are, to me, elude planning and meditation. And I don't mean meditation like, oh, should I do this or shouldn't I? Oh, no, I mean, oh, man, if I got rid of these kids, my life would be so much easier. How can I do this and make it look like I was insane? Hey, here we go. No, I don't even think that went into it. I think this woman legitimately has some problems. I think this woman did have postpartum depression, severe postpartum depression. And I think this woman asked for help and the system failed her. I agree. She still committed murder. A lot of women have postpartum depression, severe postpartum depression. I've told you about an experience in close to me where it was abandonment. Okay, if that's the way you feel, if that's what you want, go ahead. The husband said, I'll raise these children fine by myself. And he is. That's what it came down to. And I'm convinced it was postpartum depression. And I have sympathy for the person because the person had been through a lot. It had been the result of a very, very traumatic and messy miscarriage. And I'm just going to leave it at that because I don't want you to heave your guts all over your dashboard on your way home into a nice 3-day weekend. This is a pretty heavy duty topic for this time of year, going into a nice Labor Day weekend. So at any rate, if you have any thoughts on that, it was declared a mistrial and they are even doubting the state will prosecute further because there will be grounds for the defense attorney to appeal on habeas corpus. Do you know what habeas corpus is? Habeas corpus is one of the few things the United States has that the rest of the world don't have. You cannot be tried twice for the same crime. You cannot be twice. If you've been tried for a crime and you've been found guilty and you did your time, you cannot then later be tried for that same crime. You kill somebody and you're convicted of murder and you're sent to jail. And it turns out that person faked the whole thing and is still alive. You're let out of jail. And guess what? You can go murder that person and they can't pop you for it. Well, now this wasn't an acquittal, but 11 of the jurors voted for acquittal. And the defense attorney was pretty damn confident he could get a full acquittal if he got the right jury. And he talked about change of venue, and he would change the venue to the western portion of Massachusetts, which is a lot more conservative. And he's an attorney, so he's going to say what he has to say to make things go his way. I get that. I understand. You know, maybe it was full of Bravo Sierra. I don't know. But you look at the prosecution, and is the prosecution going to sit there and say, are we going to waste this much money? Are we going to waste this much time? Are we going to waste this? And in the meantime, too, by the way, Lindsay Clancy is not going to be in jail. She's going to be in a mental institution. Now, my whole thing was, even if she was guilty by reason of insanity, she needed to spend the rest of her days locked up in a mental institution. She killed 3 children, and they were her own children. We human beings, I was having this text conversation with my dentist, Dr. Phil Ring. He loves to pick my brain about philosophy. He loves to pick my brain about the founding fathers. He loves to pick my brain about heavy duty topics like the didactic versus the Socratic learning process, which I'm more of a Socratic. I need you to show me how to do things. But my sister's completely didactic. My sister can read something and she's got it. My sister can sit in a lecture, take notes, boom, got it. Not me. Okay. You're talking about planets and gravity. You better set up a model and show me how this works, because I don't get it just by having you talk to me about it. So that's the difference between didactic and Socratic learning. Anyway, back to Lindsey Clancy, and back to what's going on here. We were talking about philosophies, and we were talking about the American system, and we were talking about the way people learn, and we were talking about the education system, and we were talking about how it needs to change so that we can recognize who is didactic and who is Socratic. And then we need to make sure that people who are didactic get didactic teachers, and those who are Socratic have Socratic teachers. That's my solution. I know it would be expensive, but it wouldn't be any more expensive than what we're spending right now. Okay. Well, anyway, I didn't mean to go down that rabbit hole. Let's get back on the road. And I even forgot what I was talking about. Other than if we try this woman again, if we don't try this woman again, she will probably spend some time in mental institutions until such time as a psychiatrist decides she is no longer a threat to herself or to other people, and he will release her. And that's what bothers me. She will have gotten away with killing her own children. Now I remembered what I wanted to get back on to. We as human beings have tried so hard in our evolution to overcome nature, to rise above nature. Well, one of our natural instincts that still exists in each and every one of us, even Charles Manson, is self-preservation. Even psychotics have a self-preservation instinct, fight or flight. I said it yesterday, wildebeests survive by running. Horses survive by running, okay? Lions survive by staying and fighting. Bulls and rhinoceroses and hippos, they fight. They're fighters. They're big and muscular and get out of my way. Gorillas, they're fighters. So you got to decide, what are you? Are you a fighter or are you a runner? Now, it doesn't matter if you're a fighter or a runner. You have an instinct to protect the children, to protect the young, to protect your antegenitor, the person you have produced. Why? Because that's your gene pool. Now, of course, there's love, and we humans attach love and affection, and we attach all these things to it, but it comes down to, I'm protecting my gene pool so that it will survive and carry on. That's what you're protecting. Just like guys, when you see a big, busty woman, it turns you on. The reason it turns you on is it's telling your body, her body is telling your body that her body is a good body to reproduce with. Yeah, but I like the scholastic type. Okay, her body is telling your body she will educate your children. Women, when you see a big, muscular guy, hey, he's going to be a good hunter-gatherer to provide for me and my children. That's what your instinct is telling you. Yeah, but I like the nerdy fat guys too. Okay, same thing. Hey, this guy is going to come up with some idea that's going to solve all the planet's problems and take care of me and my children. Or he's going to teach my children. Okay? So that's what we're still wired to do. But above all, we're wired to protect the children. Now, I know in certain animal kingdoms, in the cat kingdom, if a lion comes across a lioness who already has children, he's likely to kill the children. And the reason he does is so she will go in heat so he can reproduce with her. But you never see the lioness kill her own children. You see the lioness protect her own children. You see the sea lion protect her children. You see the monkey protect their children. We human beings protect our children. It's an instinct. I don't have any kids. But the other day, a little boy was lost, and my first instinct was, hey, buddy, come here, let's find your dad. And dad was on the other aisle. Buddy, don't wander away from me like that. See, here he is. Everything's okay. He was crying. I understand. But my instinct was, protect the child. So what in the name of all that is holy, what in the name of God's holy trousers got this woman to lose her instinct to protect her children? That's what I want to know. Was it mental illness? Was it narcotics? Was it a combination of both? Is she evil? Either way, if it's any of the above, she probably needs to be locked up out of society where she won't hurt anybody else's children. I hope I haven't enraged you. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And I know it's probably a heavy-duty topic for Labor Day weekend, but let's get into something a little lighter. The Gold Dome is going to stay in downtown Oklahoma, well, midtown Oklahoma. It's not going to be torn down. I'm glad. Hope you are, too. Got the story on that coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews live at Frontier Auto Group, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and I'm on Route 66 here in El Reno on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. So I've had a troll lately. Maybe you've seen it on my Facebook page. She's just hates Trump, can't believe I support Trump, blah, blah, Trump, this, Trump, that, Trump, the other thing. And I just wrote back to her. I said, look, I don't know what to tell you. My IRA has made more money in the last 2 years under Trump than it ever made, even under George W. Bush, ever. Now, I attribute that to a good economy. I attribute that to Trump's policies. But mostly I attribute that to Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital, he can take whatever you've got and he can make more of it. I've even turned my brother on to him because my brother's changed jobs and is starting a plan late in life, in his middle 50s. You're never too late to start. It's just important that you do start. And McGuire Capital is the place to start. Here's his personal cell phone number, 405-760-5863. 405-760-5863. You need some more convincing? Listen to his program tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., right here on Freedom 96.9. It's called The Bull and Bear Show. Michael will be there to tell you how he does it, and he's right here in downtown Bethany, McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th. Check him out, McGuire Capital.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain. They find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best naturally and effectively.
Fall is on the way at Cimarron Casino, so it's time to whip up some fun and stir up some excitement with September Money Mix. Thursdays in September, 5 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 10 drawings to get in the mix for a chance to win your share of $36,000 in cash and gift cards. Start earning entries on September 1st. Mix it up with September Money Mix, only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Red, White, and Boots, Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, games and activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booth, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit visit MustangWesternDays.com.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
The IRGC is a spokesperson, the parliament is a spokesperson, and they also have a president who came out and essentially said, we'd like to go back to the MOU. What does Secretary of State Marco Rubio say about that?
Well, look, I mean, that ship in many ways has sailed, no pun intended, with regards to the Straits. At the core issue here is they're never going to have a nuclear weapon. I have to remind people that continuously. This is all about the fact that they want to possess a nuclear weapon and threaten the world with it, and we'll never allow that to happen.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Live from Frontier Auto Group, the Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram dealership. It's a nice one, and it's got, if I may say so, heavenly air conditioning on this day where it's 101 degrees average temperature. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Norman decided to not move forward on becoming half the town it used to be. Had a caller to this program yesterday say, you know what Norman is doing with the homeless people, don't you? They're loading them up and giving them 10-day passes to Lake Thunderbird Park where they can camp out. And that keeps them out of town for the duration of the ball game or whatever it is that's going on that they want to get rid of the people for. And that's causing all kinds of problems. And if they make that whole area of Ward 5 part of the county rather than the city, well, they're not going to be able to do that anymore. If you are on Sooner Care, you better beware. Got some new requirements coming. I wanted to talk about that. It was a mistrial declared in the trial of Lindsey Clancy. And Lindsey Clancy, there's a very good chance she will return to her insane asylum and at some point be declared cured and go merrily on her way. Now, I've already had people say, yeah, but she jumped out of the window. She's paralyzed from the waist down. She's lost her children. Hasn't she been punished enough? I still think she needs to be locked up because it looks to me like she planned it. As diabolical as she is and as mentally ill as she may be, she is a danger to herself and to the people in and around that area. But that's just me. I'm crazy that way. Got back trouble, hurt shoulder. I had a bulging disc to the point where I couldn't lift my gun out in front of me to adequately fire. Well, there's some solutions to that problem, and we're going to get into that with Firearms Friday, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. That coming up. And a new study on gun ownership will have all the gun grabbers losing their ever-loving minds. I will have that as well coming up. And a mother of five is being cited for child abuse because she dared to let her child go out and play by himself. If that's the case, I was more than brutally abused as a child. In fact, I spent as little time in the house as possible. It would be a cold, freezing day, and I'd be asking Mom to dress me up so I could go play with my trucks in the dirt pile out back. And she'd let me. Freedom 96.9, that's all coming up with Lee Matthews and The Drive.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A former Oklahoma teacher arrested after police say she tattooed two teenage students. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Vice President J.D. Vance is defending conservative podcaster Tucker Carlson. Vance spoke Thursday at a White House press briefing and was asked about his friendship with Carlson, who recently said Trump should be removed from office for considering nuclear strikes.
If you have a disagreement with somebody politically, even over a deeply held issue, you should still be friends with that person because the whole republic depends on people of different perspectives being able to talk to one another. That's how I try to live my life, and I encourage everybody else to do the same.
Vance stressed that Tucker is a friend, despite the fact that they disagree on a number of issues. His comments come as some Republicans have been calling on the vice president to break ties with Carlson. More than 17 million passengers are set to pass through the nation's airports this Labor Day weekend,
Even though domestic airfares are more expensive this holiday's travel stretch, averaging $750 a ticket, more than 2.5 million passengers are expected to pass through New York and New Jersey's major airports. The TSA is advising anyone flying domestically to arrive at least 2 hours ahead of your scheduled flight, and for international passengers to arrive 3 hours before. The travel rush at airports is expected to last through Tuesday. In New York, I'm Natalie Migliori.
While ADHD comes with challenges, new research shows those who have it may have an advantage when it comes to creativity.
New research from Constructor University in Germany points out that some ways a person with ADHD processes thoughts may also help with creative thinking in productive ways. Researchers say ideas moving in unexpected directions in the brain can contribute to creativity, but similar patterns are also associated with distraction and struggling to focus, which are seen as disabilities. Researchers say there still is not a full understanding about the connection between creativity and attention. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Your Money Minute with Alan Johnson.
1 minute, your money, and here's what matters. Interest rates jumped this week. The 30-year Treasury hit its highest level since 2007, nearly 20 years. And this isn't just an American story. Borrowing costs are moving higher in Europe and Japan as well. Washington stepped in and tried to push those rates back down, and it worked for about a day. And gold noticed, and gold is up roughly 10% this month. And now, here's what you and I are watching. Friday, the 28th, Federal Reserve Chairman Kevin Warsh speaks in Wyoming, less than 3 weeks before the Fed's next interest rate decision. Wall Street will be listening, so will I. I'm Alan Johnson, 40 years in finance, 28 years in precious metals.
Your Money Minute is presented by Heritage Gold Partners. Call Alan Johnson at 833-577-4653.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A person was killed this morning after being struck by a vehicle in Grady County, with OHP reporting deputies and the Tuttle EMS responded shortly after 10 a.m. near State Highway 37 and U.S. 81 north of Minco, where first responders attempted life-saving measures on the scene. The victim was later pronounced dead, and the name currently hasn't been released. Authorities continue their investigation into the situation. In Del City, a man was killed after an e-bike he was riding was struck by an SUV. Police say the crash happened near Southeast 24th and South Sunny Lane Road, with the rider pronounced dead at the scene. The man's name hasn't currently been released, and police say the SUV driver stayed at the scene to cooperate with investigators. A former Oklahoma teacher has been arrested after police say she tattooed two teenage students at her home in Norman. Authorities say Alyssa Lloyd knew the girls through her former work as a teacher and coach with Moore Public Schools. Investigators obtained video that allegedly shows her tattooing one of the teens, and she was arrested on a misdemeanor complaint of unlawful tattooing. The school system says Lloyd is no longer employed by the district after being removed from her duties and later resigning. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
The General Lee in the Dukes of Hazzard was a Dodge Charger so powerful it could jump over a river and somehow emerged unscathed. Well, I don't have that, but I do have a Dodge Charger that needs a parachute to stop. Here at Frontier Auto Group in El Reno, hope to see you in person. Lee Matthews broadcasting live on Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 73. Tomorrow, expect blazing sunshine and toasty conditions with a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear with a low of 74. Sunday will be partly sunny and hot, reaching a high of 99. Monday is forecasted to be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Tired of the spin on the nightly news? The new Freedom 96.9 cuts through the bias to deliver the facts, daily local coverage, and the top political minds in the nation. Tune in at 96.9 FM or stream live anywhere. Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, or on the Freedom 96.9 app. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Big news of what happened while you were at work today is the mistrial declared on the Lindsey Clancy case up in Massachusetts. She's the woman who strangled her three kids and did so very, very, very elaborately. I'm on the team that believes she was at least insane and she should be locked up. Maybe not general population in a prison, but she needs to be maybe in an insane asylum for the rest of her life. And the one question I have that will probably never be answered is, at what point does a woman lose her maternal instinct? Because even men have an instinct to protect the children. And it doesn't even matter if it's your children. You usually, you see a lost kid in the supermarket, you usually step in and help. And at some point, she lost that instinct. And I don't know if it was insanity or narcotics or what. Somewhere along the line, whatever it was, it means she needs to be away from society if she's that much of a danger to children. 405-6084. We lock up our pedophiles because they're dangerous for children. How come we're not locking her up? Well, I know the answer. And the answer is she was overcharged. And because it's a mistrial on all these charges, in many cases, she cannot be charged again because of double jeopardy. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I'm coming to you live from El Reno, right here on the El Reno Auto Alley on Route 66 at the new roundabout. And I am at Frontier Auto Group and their Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram dealership. With me is Todd Keene. Good to have you along with us, Todd. And do you have a title here at
I'm the finance manager here.
Okay.
I've been at the store for 26 years now.
It's been my what I've been told about finance here is that you're in a smaller town.
Right.
And you've got that small town finance attitude.
Yeah, absolutely. We like to. We like to treat people just like our friends and family.
You still have access to the larger banks.
Absolutely.
But you also have access to the smaller banks.
Sure.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
We've got great relationships. And over the last 26 years, I've built some really nice relationships, you know, with a lot of the lenders, local and on a national level. So,
and it's not unusual for us to see you at church or the supermarket.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's the other thing. I mean, here at Frontier Auto Group, they've been in business for over 100 years. But it's for a reason, because you have to have a good reputation if you're going to live and work in a small town.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is a great community to work in. It's a very friendly community. It has a small town feel, but we're still close enough to the city that we have all the amenities there. So,
I've also been told you have people come from all over the area, not just Oklahoma, but even Borger, Texas.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's so much easier to do business here.
Yeah, there's very few states that I don't think I've dealt with, from people from Alaska all the way to Maine that have purchased here and either flown in to drive a new truck away, or sometimes we've even delivered them that far away. So,
fleet vehicles, you deal with
vehicles?
Those?
We do fleet vehicles, absolutely. We have fleet vans. We do a lot of fleet business type loans and leasing. So, yeah, we have a wide gamut of customers that we help out here.
Now that the interest rate has kind of settled down, have things picked up for you?
It's definitely, I think we're seeing kind of an influx of some new business. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of months that were slower than normal, but I think that we're starting to see things pick back up.
I know this time of year, too, most car dealers are ready to move out the old inventory to make room for the new. Are we there yet?
We're getting there.
We have
some 26s that we'd sure like to sell, make some special deals on. I think the rebates right now are probably as high as I've seen them in a couple of different years, probably at least two or three years. A lot of the vehicles have to up to 12% of the MSRP off of them. Probably as much as $15,000-$16,000 that we see off the price of vehicles, and interest rates as low as 2.9.
So, and that's a great interest rate.
Yeah,
that's and a
right
great
now,
interest rate.
Right now, yeah, you can take advantage of some factory finance that really helps out.
I'm a type of guy that when I buy a vehicle, I try to pay it off as quickly as I can. Mm-hmm. But I still know a lot of people that they've just already made up their mind. They're always going to have a car note, and they do the drive to every. They drive new every two. Do we still have some of those customers?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we see customers that, you know, a lot of those customers do leases and they change into a new vehicle every 3 years. But we also have the vast majority of the people that are financing that are in that trade cycle of 36 to 48 months. So,
I'm going to take care of the car and because it's mine and that's my attitude. But I was asking a friend of mine who drives new every two and I say, why? He says, I just can't. Yeah, I'm addicted to that smell of the new car.
That smell is unusual. It is visceral. It's a good smell. You're probably smelling the carpet glue, but
that's fine.
But
yeah,
it does smell good.
And he also says, and usually after about 2 years, I'm getting tired of the car. I'm ready to move on to something new and exciting. So
yeah, that's one of the things I really enjoy about working for an auto dealership. Is I get the opportunity every year, I get to see the new stuff that's coming out. And it's still exciting for me after 30 years in this business.
Yeah. See, I have to wait till I see it on the road. And then, on the rare occasions, I'm the one driving it, someone at a red light. Hey, is that the new 2026? Yes, it is.
Yeah,
and the 2027s are coming out soon.
Yeah. They'll probably be within another month.
I was going to say.
They're getting close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Todd Keene, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely.
Have a good long Labor Day weekend.
All right.
On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. If you have Oklahoma health care, Sooner Care, as it's known, which is our Medicaid, and the Medicaid is for people who are underprivileged or cannot afford health care and qualify because of a certain income level. Well, letters have gone out as of the 31st of last month to Sooner Care Expansion adults age 19 to 64. And the reason is, if you're age 19 to 64 and you're on Sooner Care, there is going to be a new requirement for you to maintain your Sooner Care. Oklahoma Sooner Care work requirements begin January 1 of this coming year, 2027. And for ages 19 to 64 who are otherwise exempt, the Oklahoma Health Care Authority sent you yellow letters. Sooner Care members who will likely have to meet the new requirements unless an exception applies, handicap or whatever. The requirements apply Sooner Care Expansion adults ages 19 to 64 who are not otherwise exempt. The new federal requirement is part of the changes in Medicaid eligibility under the federal law. If you don't know this, here's how it works. The federal government gives the state the money for the Medicare. Then it's the state's job to determine who is going to get it and who isn't. Now, some states attach a requirement to it. Some states do not. Oklahoma has had some lax requirements attached to it. But as of January 1, 2027, the federal government is going to require more. So the requirements apply to Sooner Care Expansion adults and are part of the changes to Medicare eligibility under the new federal law under the Big Beautiful Bill. There are several exemptions, including certain pregnant and postpartum women, parents of caretakers or young children, or people with disabilities, some people with health conditions, certain veterans, American Indian or Alaskan Native individuals, and others. Members who are subject to the requirements generally must meet one of several qualifying conditions. You can work 80 hours within a month, complete 80 hours of community service, participate in qualifying work programs for 80 hours. Participate in educational programs for at least half of the 80 hours. You can combine work, community service, work program, and education. So you can combine all four if you want to. and earn at least $580 each month in income. Seasonal workers can also qualify by averaging at least $580 in monthly income over the previous 6 months. Now, if you're driving and, wait, what are you saying? What is it? And all I can do is encourage you to go to the OHCA list or to check your mail if you've got that yellow note. It kicks in January 1. They want you to know now so you can get ready to move forward and do what you need to do to keep your Medicaid. So there it is. I told you. Can't say I didn't tell you. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Norman decided not to move forward on becoming half the town it used to be. I think that's a prudent decision. What do you think? Give me a call, 405-608-4377. Sooner Care and the new requirements, your thoughts on that. And then the verdict that was handed down today, well, actually, there was no verdict. It was a mistrial declaration in the Lindsey Clancy case. But there's a number of things that can happen here. They can decide not to retry her. They can retry her. They can change the venue. Either way, they're going to have a harder time getting a jury pool. They're going to have a harder time getting, a conviction, because this was 11 to 1, and the 11 were going to acquit. There was only one that was holding out. And I think they violated his constitutional rights by at least saying that he was a man, because there was only two men on the whole panel. So, I'm sorry. It was nine women and two men. So the women, I mean, presumably are sympathetic to the postpartum depression. Maybe they've already felt a lot of it on their own. Okay, I get it. One of the men maybe wanted to go along to get along. But just because it was 11 to 1 still doesn't mean it's right. And they were saying that, well, he's violating the law because he has reasonable doubt, but he's still not voting to acquit. Well, maybe he has reasonable doubt on two of the other charges and not the main charge. That's what my first thought was. The Golden Dome, it's going to stay put for now. It has been sold. I'll tell you what I found out about it earlier today. Who is in the anti-data center movement, and why? It's a familiar story. That coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Let's see. Holly writes, Lee, I challenge you to name one of the communists currently in the Democrat Party. Okay, Holly, I can do better than that. I can give you a whole bunch. Hassan Piper in New York, Abdul El-Sayed in Michigan, Zoran Mandami in New York, and our own Nikhila Jasmine Thomas here in Oklahoma. None of their platforms are for civil rights, voter rights, abortion rights, tax relief for the working class, or any of those other traditional Democratic championship issues. They all want free health care, transportation, housing. They all want to defund the police, eliminate ICE, eliminate the presidency, eliminate the Senate, restrict free enterprise, all using government bureaucrats and bureaucracies that nobody gets to vote on, and all under the guise of socialism. That's not socialism. That's not democracy. That's not a republic. That is plain and pure communism. Oh, and by the way, James Carville, godfather of the Democrat Party, told them to get out of the party and form their own. He doesn't want them in the Democrat Party. John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, one of the high-profile members of the Democrat Party, said, if this continues in the Democrat Party, it's going to be decades before they win an election. And by the way, this isn't me just speaking in hyperbole. This isn't me making something up to make something sound worse than it is. This isn't flowery hyperbole coming from Lee Matthews. This is high-ranking members of the Democrat Party saying it themselves. You think I'm not going by the strict definition of what communism is? Well, you can look it up in the dictionary all you want. I'm going by Karl Marx's, you know, the father of modern communism. I'm going by his definition. And his definition is government control of all industry, all wealth, and all disposable income. Now, if the government deciding where you live in an apartment complex isn't control, I don't know what is. If the government telling you whether or not you can get on the mass transit system or not, I don't know if that, you know, that is government control. The government telling you, yeah, you can have an MRI. It'll be another 6 or 8 months, so I hope you live that long to get it. It's communism. No, it's not hammer and sickle communism. It's not Leninism. It's not Marxism. It's not Stalinism, where a group of bullies are the ones who are taking things over. But that's what it becomes. You know why? Because communism is based on a concept called Aristotelian humanism. We are all connected by our various intellect. My voice talking to you educates you. You calling me, telling me something I don't know, is a connection to me. So we are all connected humanistically. Therefore, there's no need for a God. There's no need for us to put something ahead of ourselves. There's no need for us to put faith in something larger than ourselves. There's no need for us to trust anything other than the government. And I talked to you yesterday about this. I talked to you about how our system is based, and I at the time I said Judeo-Christianity. I stand corrected, because it really wasn't Judeo-Christianity. It was enlightenment. The idea that man can enlighten himself because he is basically flawed. And we are. We must redeem ourselves. We must learn. We must grow. We must prosper. And we can't do that without liberty. And communism is the opposite of liberty, because it assumes that there's nothing wrong with mankind. Mankind is great because we're all collectively connected. The strong to the weak, the rich to the poor. We're all intellectually connected. Therefore, we don't need to change anything. All we need is to cut the ties that bind and come up with a government to take care of us rather than us take care of the government. What do you think? 405-608-4377. Holly, I don't know what to tell you other than that. Holly's my troll. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Live on location at the El Reno Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Frontier Auto Group dealership. Love to see you in person. Come get a selfie on your way into the nice holiday weekend. 405-608-4377. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Medicare. It does not mean you're on your way to the nursing home. It does not mean you are circling the drain. It does not mean you're getting too old to function. Medicare is something you've worked for all your life, and you need to sign up for it and make sure that you take advantage of it while you can. So if you were born in 1961 or are getting the phone calls, the mails, the texts, I know you're eligible. So does Eunice Corey and the Well-Preserved Advisory Team. Now, rather than answer one of those emails or call one of those phone numbers and you end up talking to somebody who you can't understand, they can barely make themselves understood, even if it's a government official down at Medicare, you're going to have a hard time understanding what the hell they're talking about. Well-Preserved Advisory Group can put together a plan that works for you. So call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, and make it easy on yourself. Wasn't that an old Dionne Warwick tune? At any rate, 405 848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, it is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and Lee Matthews on location at Frontier Auto Group. I am at the Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, And what did I leave out? Dodge dealership, the Dodge dealership, where you could just about eat off the floor, but it's highly frowned upon. At any rate, it is time for this week's brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Along with my good friend and coach, David the Marine.
Let me see your war face. You got a war face? Ah!
David, I don't like to air my health problems on the air terribly much, but I have had a problem with a bulging disc. I don't know if you've ever had one of those, but it takes a long time to heal, and it really makes it difficult for you to raise your arms, which also makes it difficult for you to shoot a gun.
There's all kinds of things that can happen to you, you know, your arm, your elbow, your hand. Anything could kind of take your strong side out of commission, and the question becomes, what now? Well, the choices are you switch. So pocket carry is an easy way to switch sides and to switch hands, and that may require a different choice in gun. If you carry Glock 17, that's not going to fit in the pocket very well, so you might have to look at something else.
We look at all those options on the video, and I'm chuckling because I shot quite well this week on the video blog. Check that out at freedom969.com, also on my Facebook and my X profiles. But I'm like, I got half a mind to try to stay wounded because it seems I shot a little better.
Well, you're kind of like the Sundance Kid.
Yeah.
Can I move well?
But you know what it was? I think what it was because I was in pain and knew that I was impaired. Maybe I concentrated more on form.
And that's one of the things you want to do in advance. Next time you go to the range, shoot with your other hand, because you never know if that's what you're going to have to do down the road.
Have a look at the video blog, as I mentioned, posted now on Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio. David, how about a tactical tip of the week?
Do not let your ego get you into a situation you must shoot your way out of. Let me say that again. Do not let your ego get you into a situation you have to shoot your way out of. And that's your tactical tip of the week.
There's a reason wildebeests survive in the wild. They run. They don't fight. How are things going with classes these days?
Well, seem to be doing more of the private lessons. People are liking the ability to have the curriculum geared strictly to them, take their gun and gear wherever they are. I can make them better, and they like that. And if that's you, find out how to schedule your lesson, OKCFirearmsTraining.com, OKCFirearmsTraining on Facebook, or text 405-740-7447. As always, guns for everybody.
Everybody loves a good Labor Day sale, and Mike Rust of H&H Shooting Sports, H&H is not going to be left out.
Of course, we've got all of our advertised items from our flyer on sale, but we're having a special used gun sale starting Monday of this coming week.
And it's called the Used Gun Flash Sale. Here's the unique thing about your used gun section. Those guns have been gone over with a fine-tooth comb by your gunsmiths.
Yes, sir. They take a good look at them. We make sure that every function every design function is working, and safety works, trigger, hammer works, all that good stuff, and put them back on the rack. And, of course, if you buy something and something breaks the first time you take it out, we're going to take care of you.
So that's the other thing. It's a little like when you buy a used car, you buy a used car from a rental place because they've babied the cars and taken good care of them. H&H has taken care of these weapons.
Yeah, you know, we really try, but sometimes someone slips one in on us, and if we miss something, we're going to take care of the customer. We're not selling lemons here, Lee.
But they're going to go fast. The used gun flash sale Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this coming week at H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 and Meridian, who brings you Firearms Friday. on Freedom 96.9.
Guns and ammo for everybody.
Right on. Oklahoma's talk radio.
Ha! Guess the old gal still got it. All six right in the 10 ring.
Cassandra Darling with the Cleveland Clinic says mild forgetfulness can be a normal part of aging, but memory lapses that impact daily life could be a sign it's time to see a doctor. She says missing appointments or forgetting names of familiar people and getting lost in familiar places can be concerning. Alzheimer's symptoms often appear after the age of 65. The Alzheimer's Association says that more than 7 million Americans are living with the disease.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. Let me pull back the curtain on something that frustrates almost everyone after a wreck, the property damage offer. Insurance companies know that most people don't even hire a lawyer for the car side of the claim. So what do? They make lowball offers hoping you'll cash that check before realizing the true value of your vehicle or the diminished value claim that comes after a major repair. When they decide whether your car is totaled, they use formulas that benefit them, not you. And once you accept that quick payment, the property damage case is over. Too many Oklahomans lose thousands of dollars because they're rushed or pressured. So remember, you're allowed to question your valuation, you're allowed to push back, and you're allowed to know the truth. And I am Noble McIntyre, giving you the inside scoop on what insurance companies wish you didn't hear. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. I'm Noble McIntyre, and that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A person was killed this morning after being struck by a vehicle in Grady County, with OHP reporting deputies and the Tuttle EMS responded shortly after 10 a.m. near State Highway 37 and U.S. 81 north of Minco, where first responders attempted life-saving measures on the scene. The victim was later pronounced dead, and the name currently hasn't been released. Authorities continue their investigation into the situation. In Del City, a man was killed after an e-bike he was riding was struck by an SUV. Police say the crash happened near Southeast 24th and South Sunny Lane Road, with the rider pronounced dead at the scene. The man's name hasn't currently been released, and police say the SUV driver stayed at the scene to cooperate with investigators. A former Oklahoma teacher has been arrested after police say she tattooed two teenage students at her home in Norman. Authorities say Alyssa Lloyd knew the girls through her former work as a teacher and coach with Moore Public Schools. Investigators obtained video that allegedly shows her tattooing one of the teens, and she was arrested on a misdemeanor complaint of unlawful tattooing. The school system says Lloyd is no longer employed by the district after being removed from her duties and later resigning. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
El Reno's contribution to the centennial celebration of Route 66 was a roundabout. At that roundabout, I am Lee Matthews, broadcasting live from the Frontier Auto Group Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Jeep dealership.
Love to see you in person this afternoon on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 73. Tomorrow, expect blazing sunshine and toasty conditions with a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear with a low of 74. Sunday will be partly sunny and hot, reaching a high of 99. Monday is forecasted to be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
101. It feels like 501. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. If I sound a little unusual, it's because I am on location at Frontier Auto Group at the CGRD dealership, which is Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. You can be a part of the fun. Come by, get a selfie with me, and enjoy some of the great service that they have. Whether it's check engine light or low pressure tire or weak battery, a lot of those things that other dealerships will charge you for, these guys will have a look at for free. Ryan, you are where, if anywhere?
I'm over. I'm usually call around the Yukon area. I'm at May and I-44. I wanted to ask you, sir, what's going on with that court case? Because I'm not normally interested in stuff, but I feel like it's an indicator of how liberal and insane our society's gotten, that this was drug out and it came to the conclusion that it did. What am I missing that this was not a slam dunk conviction?
The only thing that you're missing is that it was in Massachusetts, and Massachusetts has different rules. So in Massachusetts, first of all, you can plead insanity. And if you plead insanity, then the prosecution has to prove the insanity. Now, the other thing that you're missing is that they overcharged this woman. They put too many charges on her in an effort to try to get her on something. Well, now that it's come to a mistrial, they're not going to be able to go back and recharge her on a lot of those.
Okay. What do you, how would you describe this? It seems to me that everybody that's involved in the case understands that she killed these three kids, whether she was insane, whether she was competent. Is that how you understand it? I mean, isn't that
pretty clear? The question wasn't, did she kill her kids? She did. The question was, did she know what she was doing when she did? That was the question. And that's what was difficult for the prosecution to prove. Did she know? She was able to successfully convince that jury that she had psychosis that would click in like a clock. I need to call my husband. My psychosis kicked in and my voice is telling me to kill the children. You know, I need to talk to my this was after the fact. She was in bed talking to her chaplain, and all of a sudden she just looked off into space and said, "My children are safe. My children are safe." So her psychosis once again kicked in right when there would be a witness to see it kick in. Huh, that's weird. That's not usually how psychosis happens.
Wow. Do you think also, Lee, that the composition, I know this is an obvious question, so it's probably a stupid question, but if this case was taken somewhere else, where we had more conservative, biblical, eternal beliefs, don't you think it could have very well been a conviction on at least something?
Oh, yes. I think it would have been at least a conviction where, okay, yeah, she may have been so psychotic she didn't know what she's doing, but she needs to be locked up in an insane asylum for the rest of her life. That is the very least, I think, that would have happened had this been in, say, Oklahoma.
I gotcha. Boy, what a complicated thing to understand. Thank you very much for your
insight. I hope I got, you know, and that's the thing. I think this prosecutor overstepped. I think the prosecutor should have picked something that they knew they could win and gone with it instead of all those different charges. Because one of them was manslaughter, one of them was murder one, one of them was murder two, and one of them was murder by reason of insanity. So there were four things that they had to decide upon. So, of course, it gave them all those options to go with. And I think that because there was nine women, I'm not saying women are more sympathetic than men, but women are more sympathetic than men, and they're more agreeable than men, and they're less apt to go, whoa. Plus, most of them may have been mothers and probably had a little bit of postpartum depression, so they could easily sit there and relate. Yeah, there have been plenty of times I wanted to slap my kid into next week and didn't do it. There have been plenty of times I wanted to strangle my kid and didn't do it. But again, my question, Ryan, is, wanting to slap your kid into next week and taking a break so you don't do it is different than actually strangling your kid. So my question is, and this was what my question would have been had I been a juror to those 11 women. When do you lose your maternal instinct? When does it become okay for you to kill your own children? And when is that okay? Because that's what it ended up being. Thanks a lot for the call, Ryan in Yukon. On Freedom 96.9, you can do the same, 405-608-4377. Live at Frontier Auto Group. I am at the Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram dealership. Love to see you here on your way into a holiday weekend on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Insurance is nothing more than speculation. The insurance company, when you pay them, is taking your money. And that insurance company is speculating that you won't need that money back. And if you do, you won't need as much of it back as they're paying you. Well, it's starting to catch up with the insurance companies in certain areas of the country. Certainly down along the Gulf Coast when it comes to storms. Certainly out in Los Angeles where the fires burned a lot of things down. And here in Oklahoma where we have two seasons of wind and hail and tornado kind of activity. And they're starting to get freaky about how much they're willing to cover and how much they're not willing to cover. Well, you signed a contract, and they need to honor that contract. And our good friend Scott McCollum of McRoof is here to make sure they honor that contract. Now, he's not a lawyer, but he is a building contractor. And what he can show the insurance company is that when he works on your roof, when he works on your house, when he restores what Mother Nature's taken away, he can make it better than it was before. And that will be, in the long run, cheaper on your insurance company. So they pay a little bit now, maybe a little more now, but they're not going to be paying a lot more down the road. The insurance company likes that kind of odds. And that's who's going to give them those odds, our good friend Scott McCollum of McRook. So get him a call, 405-877-7663 or for McRoof.us. So if you don't believe me, go to McRoof.us and he can show you with pictures and everything, videos, everything. 405-877-7663. If you don't need any repairs, hang on to that number, and that way you'll have it when you need it. Powered by McRoof, by RoofRx, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time. McRoof.com.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
Gentlemen, this Saturday, over 180 head will sell at the 27th Annual Oklahoma Angus Association Gathering Sale. Make plans now to be at the Carroll Cattle Company Sale Facility near Perkins. The OAA Gathering Sale will include 70 registered Angus lots and 100 commercial Angus and black Baldy spring calving bred heifers. Most are AI bred to calve early spring. This is a high-quality consignment you don't want to miss. The Oklahoma Angus Association Gathering Sale this Saturday at noon. For more information and to view the cattle, visit mcsauction.com.
Fall is on the way at Cimarron Casino, so it's time to whip up some fun and stir up some excitement with September Money Mix. Thursdays in September, 5 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 10 drawings to get in the mix for a chance to win your share of $36,000 in cash and gift cards. Start earning entries on September 1st. Mix it up with September Money Mix, only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Looking for a great deal on your next firearm? Then don't miss the used gun flash sale at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's going on Labor Day through Wednesday. Take 15% off all in-stock used firearms. Save big on a huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Hurry, this is a three-day only event, and when they're gone, they're gone. The used gun flash sale going on Labor Day through Wednesday only at H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Live at Frontier Auto Group, the Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram location. On El Reno's Auto Alley on the Route 66 roundabout. Very easy to find. And I am here hoping to see you come by on your way into a nice long weekend on Freedom 96.9. Come by sometime this week and have a look at the 2026s that are ready to go. And their pricing and financing are ready to make all kinds of great deals for you here at Frontier Auto Group. Don't see anything you like at the Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram dealership. Just across the way, the Chevy dealership will have something for you from General Motors. I am Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Oklahoma City Council voted to move forward on a deal that would provide up to $3 million for redevelopment on the iconic Gold Dome. We were so worried it was going to be torn down. The proposed project, it would be an economic development agreement to turn the Gold Dome into a hospitality and entertainment venue that'll potentially include a restaurant, bar, dance hall, live entertainment, and Dollar General store. No, I saw that on I saw that on the internet. No, it won't be a Dollar General. Oklahoma City Economic Development Trust approved the deal last part of last week, and it'll provide $3 million in funding for the project. The money would come from the city's Economic Development Financing Program, which is designed to support redevelopment efforts. So that is also their effort to keep it from going away. The Oklahoma City Gold Dome would become a music venue with city funding. The deal is that there'll be a $3 million loan, and they'll have to set this up once the developer owns the property and does a few other things, but there's a list of things he's got to do. He'll put the money in an escrow account, and then Oklahoma's Economic Development Department says the escrow will remain until the developer has contributed his portion of the funding, so the money will go in last. So we're not going to be wasting our money. And this also will be the incentive for the developer to not back out of the deal or get into the deal for 2 or 3 years and then decide I'm out. The project must be completed for December of 2027. So it'll be turned around by next year. You know, that's a good place to have a venue like that, that part of 31st Street. And that Art Deco look of that, I don't even know when that was built. Was it in the 60s? So I'm glad it's today because it's an iconic building. But I imagine it's difficult to heat, difficult to cool, and difficult to maintain. And it's just, it's one of those that everybody likes. But, you know, Stage Center, that was the problem with Stage Center. Yeah, it was iconic. Yeah, it was an architectural piece of art. Yeah, it was something that nobody wanted to see tore down, but it just didn't make one bit of sense to keep it up and running. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Rowdy in Stroud, good to hear from you, sir. I know you're ready for a nice long weekend.
I am. I done went out and paid my restitution, and then I went by the assisted living center and dropped off some groceries for a gentleman up there. So now I'm ready to go spend that wild weekend probably sitting in my chair watching TV.
Now I'm going to smoke some meat, I think, this weekend and maybe catch up on some yard work.
Yeah, well, I need to, but it's right out there. But, yeah, he's talking about that dome. I'm glad they're opening that dome, keep that dome, because that had a whole area. I haven't grew up in Oklahoma City, or that was my old stomping grounds. That's a
I was going to say, didn't you go on your first date at the Gold Dome?
Yeah, well, I think my first date, I think they were inside the Bedrock Dome. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right.
But that's a whole other story. Anyway. Yeah. But that's a cultural mecca down there because, you know, within a few miles, you've got the Paseo District, you've got the the Asians, you got the Hispanics, you got, you know, and I thought one of the best restaurants that I've ate down there was some little restaurant, it was Mama's or something like that. You went down there and it was the thing like you see on the Carol Burnett show, the little guy said, hold up, you know, and stuff like that. And plates don't match or nothing like that. But talk about good food. And a pretty little girl I was a model with, she's a model. She said, I'm not eating here. I said, man, you're messing out. You know, this is a good place to go. That I'm glad they're
well,
keeping
you
that.
Know, it goes along with the revitalization of Midtown. That whole Midtown area, if you've not been to Midtown, it really has rejuvenated. It's not the toilet it used to be. And this isn't Midtown, but it's adjacent to Midtown. So I'm glad it's sticking around. I don't want to see it go away.
But one thing I don't like, I drove around downtown, and I used to look up at the tops of the buildings. Back when the buildings were made to look awesome, had the figures on the sides of them, stuff like that, they don't do that anymore. Except for like the Scurvy or something like that, the buildings are just, places to
be. Well, I don't know if you've been in the First National Bank building since they renovated it. It is something to behold. When you get a chance, go see.
I have, and there's one little place in there called the Vault. My son took me to it, some kind of underground bar and stuff like that, but
yeah, because there used to be all kinds of underground passages from one building to another. I think they still have them, and they were trying to rejuvenate that whole thing.
Yeah, and I like seeing stuff coming back to the old look. I mean, I've had churches down there in Davenport that was awesome, and then they go rebuild a church, and it's a big metal building. It just doesn't feel the same. I like that.
Hey, maybe you'll know this. Is the Rock Cafe still open?
It is. The Rock Cafe still open, and it's a destination spot. I live
okay, because I knew the woman who owned it was selling it, and I didn't know if she still did. She still own it? Or did she sell it successfully? And
it was open as of about a week ago because some people I know went there and got the Buffalo Burger, and I think they have the alligator tails and stuff like that. They had a lot of those food shows come by and stop. Now again,
they have one hell of a chicken fried steak.
They do. Yeah. I go down there 6 miles towards the west, Tammy's Roundup. That's my favorite place. If you keep going,
if you don't know, we're talking about the Rock Cafe in Stroud on Route 66. It's a Route 66. Yeah. It's a Route 66 destination. And the woman who owned it was selling it because she wanted to move out to California to be closer to her daughter. And I don't know what happened after that. I was worried it would close.
But it wasn't closed as of about a week ago.
Okay.
About a week ago. Right there. So, I mean,
Last time I was there, you couldn't hear English. There was a bunch of German tourists coming through on motorcycles riding Route 66, and they stopped there just for the ambiance.
Before they had the we could talk and it would translate, I was trying to tell people how to go places up there. And I would have to say it on my phone and have them read it off my phone. And, but now
Großen Watzen Witzen fliegen.
Exactly.
999.
Well, the ones I say, I probably can't say it on the radio, so the German I know. But I just wanted to say, I wanted to check into that. And this trial thing, that is the most ridiculous thing I've seen. The Democrats are in abortion, but now this is a little past the abortion.
This really is at the ridiculous phase right now. This has nothing to do with a woman wanting to do what she wants to with her body. This is a woman committing murder, and there's a very strong chance she's going to walk away from it. And it's not John Hinckley Jr. The voices in my head told me to do it. This was all very, in my view, selective. Very selective from a woman who, she may have had some mental problems to have come up with this stuff. And when I say stuff, I don't mean stuff. But at any rate, I think she needs to be locked up either in a mental institution at the very least and general population at the very harshest. But the fact that she might get off is just, to me, I'm hoping that doesn't happen. I don't know that it will, but there's a possibility it will. So we got to be prepared for that. Rowdy, have a good weekend.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too. I'm afraid I got to go on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. I'm live on location at Frontier Auto Group, the Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram dealership. Come by, see some of the great vehicles, some of the great deals, and me, Lee Matthews, on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Suffering from neuropathy, chronic pain? Looking for real and lasting health solutions? Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team will go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your neuropathy and chronic pain. Dr. Moss has just released his new book, Designed for More, because you are, and new patients will get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
Gentlemen, this Saturday, over 180 head will sell at the 27th Annual Oklahoma Angus Association Gathering Sale. Make plans now to be at the Carroll Cattle Company Sale Facility near Perkins. The OAA Gathering Sale will include 70 registered Angus lots and 100 commercial Angus and Black Baldy Spring calving bred heifers. Most are AI bred to calve early spring. This is a high-quality consignment you don't want to miss. The Oklahoma Angus Association Gathering Sale this Saturday at noon. For more information and to view the catalog, visit mcsauction.com.
Wildfire conditions in Oklahoma can turn dangerous in minutes. Dragging chains on the highway can throw sparks. Tossing cigarettes out a window can ignite dry grass in seconds. One small mistake can turn into a fast-moving wildfire. In fact, most wildfires in Oklahoma are human-caused, especially during hot, dry, and windy conditions. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association reminds you to do your part. Secure trailer chains, properly dispose of smoking materials, and stay aware of fire conditions before you head out. Wildfire safety starts with simple choices, and those choices can protect and save homes, land, and lives. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
Foundation Church is launching in Mustang, Oklahoma. We are built on Jesus, growing together, and making an impact. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. and be part of what God is building. Visit foundationchurch.live for more details.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else every weekday starting at 2 p.m. Enumerated Powers, Article 1, Section 8. The main job of our government is to provide for the defense and national security of the American people. What do you want to cut it for, to spend some more money on illegal aliens that aren't contributing jack diddly feces to this, to anything right now, not even tax? You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Hast du etwas Zeit für mich? Singe ich ein Lied für dich
talking.
Von 99 Luftballons auf ihrem Weg zum Horizont.
Denkst du vielleicht gerade an mich?
Singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons.
Aha! That's my music, baby. That's 80s music, yeah. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. We're talking about the German tourists that come through the Rock Cafe. I'm coming to you live on location at Frontier Motors, Frontier Auto Group in El Reno. And it's a great way to spend the weekend doing some shopping for a new car. The weekends like this, holiday weekends, I'm just going to let you a little in on the inside here. The car dealers love to make deals on weekends like this. A, it's the start of a new quarter. B, the banks are offering better deals because they want to move the 2026s out so they can make room for the 2027s. C, they have a great selection. And if they they may not have all the features you want, but then that's when they're more willing to kind of make a deal. So check it out, if not today, sometime this weekend. On Freedom 96.9, Kevin writes, Lee, you read a message earlier from a girl named Holly, who evidently is your troll. She says the party voters on the national level are electing so-called socialists, which are thinly veiled communists, and she doesn't seem to understand that. No, socialism is just a different degree of communism, and it is an enemy of a free society and free enterprise. They're so desperate for inclusion, he goes on to say, of hard leftists that they're fine with them taking over their party. But it's not right for Oklahoma or the USA. And that's the thing, Kevin. The thing about it is that these people can run all they want and they can try to take over the Democratic Party all they want. But their sensibilities are not the sensibilities of middle America. Therefore, they may get elected in their prospective states, but they won't get anything done and they won't win national office. Let's talk more about this coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews with The Drive.
KQOB in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A Cleveland County woman faces charges after providing alcohol and marijuana to a former student. But first, your national
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Some Democrats in Republican-leaning states are asking former Vice President Kamala Harris to stay away from their midterm campaigns. Harris says she supports candidates doing whatever they need to win, but plans to campaign where she can help. Several candidates have publicly declined her involvement. A senior civilian official for the Army has been promoted to the acting U.S. Army Secretary. Mark Mayfield reports.
President Trump said on social media Thursday that he was appointing Adam Tell to the position. Tell is the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Civil Works. He'll be taking over for Dan Driscoll, who turned in his resignation on Monday after some reported friction with Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. On Thursday, Hegseth congratulated Tell, calling him a great patriot who will be an immediate asset to the U.S. Army.
New Jersey is asking the Supreme Court to give its opinion on the nationwide legal battle against online prediction markets.
The Garden State made the request just days after a Ninth District Appeals Court in Nevada ruled against platforms like CallSheet, rejecting platforms' requests to stop state-level oversight. The most recent ruling overturns April's Third District Appeals Court decision that sided with CallSheet. Officials in several states have moved to regulate or ban prediction markets in recent months, including New York and New Jersey. But prediction platforms have argued their sports-related contracts are not gambling. I'm Natalie Migliori.
Tesla's new Cybercab has joined its robot taxi fleet.
The new vehicle drives itself and it doesn't have a steering wheel. It was unveiled Thursday at a private event. It's a key component of the EV automaker's autonomous vehicle ride service, which currently operates in parts of Texas and Florida. The Cybercab is only on the streets in limited areas of Austin for now. Tesla stock went up more than 5% before the event as investors watched how the Cybercab performs. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is...
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people, people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A Cleveland County woman faces a misdemeanor charge after investigators accused her of providing alcohol and marijuana to a former student and engaging in an inappropriate relationship with him. An arrest warrant was filed for Jennifer Shokat, a former administrative intern at John Marshall High School, after Norman police began investigating the allegations back in July. Court documents say investigators found more than 1,000 text messages between Shokat and the former student, along with messages allegedly showing she provided or offered to provide marijuana and vaping products. Oklahoma City Public Schools says Shokat no longer works for the district and they'll cooperate with law enforcement in the investigation. Her arraignment is currently scheduled to be held November 6th. Well, September is Realtor Safety Month, and members of the Oklahoma Metro Association of Realtors spent Thursday learning how to handle potential threats on the job. Training included self-defense, cybersecurity, and discussions with Oklahoma City Police, firefighters, and the bomb squad. Board member Vicki Zinker says realtors face particular risks while conducting open houses and showing homes. Officials say even basic training can give agents more confidence if they find themselves in a dangerous situation. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Looking for a great deal on your next firearm? Then don't miss the used gun flash sale at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's going on Labor Day through Wednesday. Take 15% off all in-stock used firearms. Save big on a huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Hurry, this is a three-day only event, and when they're gone, they're gone. The used gun flash sale going on Labor Day through Wednesday only at H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian. It's going to be a great weekend for car shopping, and I know the perfect place, Frontier Auto Group, where I am broadcasting live on location. I'll tell you more as the drive continues in 30 seconds. It's Lee Matthews, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 73. Tomorrow, expect blazing sunshine and toasty conditions with a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear with a low of 74. Sunday will be partly sunny and hot, reaching a high of 99. Monday is forecasted to be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
In November, the nation steps up to the ballot box to make history. But the conversation shaping Oklahoma's future doesn't start in November. It happens right now. From local issues to national headlines, OKC comes together every day to speak out, stay informed, and hold the line. Don't just cast a vote. Be part of the daily movement. Oklahoma's talk. Oklahoma's choice. This is the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
A lot of things happened at work today. I guess the biggest of the national news ends up being the mistrial that was declared in the Lindsey Clancy trial that's been going on for so long now. There's a lot that I could unpack about it. It was 11 were voting for acquittal. One member of the jury was not. That one member of the jury bravely held on through three admonitions from the judge. And I woke up to this morning thinking, I was thinking that, you know, if I were in that jury room, what would I be doing? Because here it is. We're getting close to Labor Day weekend. We don't want to be dealing with this. You know, would I change my vote just so that we could get on with it? And, you know, had the vote been more along the lines of, okay, guilty by insanity. But I think a lot of it was acquittal. And to me, there was no way that woman was not going to do some time. Yes, I'm sympathetic to what she had to go through. I'm sympathetic to her reaching out and to a system failing her. But that still does not, I mean, the system can still fail you, but it doesn't mean you get rid of your motherly instinct. That is what I want to know. At what point did she lose her motherly instinct? I don't have children. And my first instinct is to protect the child, even if it's a child I don't like. Lovely wife and I were in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we were up on top of what's called we're on top of a mountain. Okay. You take a big lift up to the mountain, and here came this child, very unruly child, probably five, acting out way more than they could, but whatever. And the child ran toward the edge of the balcony that overlooked a deep crevice. And I grabbed that child and didn't let him climb up on that rail. And here came his mother, and his mother was so grateful. And I said, yep, they get away from you quick, don't they? But it was my instinct to save that child from himself, even though that child was, I didn't care for the child because he was being unruly. But my parental instinct, my maternal instinct, my instinct to protect the children did not go away just because I didn't have kids, just because I'm a man. I've always read, I've always felt, I've always observed in my own family, the strongest instinct in women is their maternal instinct to protect their children, to make sure their children are in good health, to make sure their children are okay. Even giving up their own comfort so that their child can be comfortable. At what point did this woman lose that? Well, at least she was on a lot of drugs. I know. She was really depressed. I know. And if that is where she lost her maternal instinct, then she should have been under some sort of therapy for it. But that never came up from her therapist. Her therapist never said, oh, she was losing her maternal instinct. Never. Does that mean she was hiding it? I don't know. I don't know what it means. For me, it means she at least needs to be locked up. And now that the trial has been mistrialed and that the system in Massachusetts may not try her again because they would have to avoid a lot of double jeopardy rules, there's a chance that she will eventually walk free. And that's what I don't want to happen. I think she needs to be locked up for life, whether in an insane asylum or in prison. 405-608-4377. Russell is in Oklahoma City. Thank you for hanging on while I kind of went on and on and on.
Oh, that's okay. You're just venting your feelings.
I'm venting my feelings, yes.
Yeah, but I kind of agree with you because when she decided to wait for her husband to leave the house to go to the store and then took them to the basement.
I'm not a lawyer, but that shows premeditation to me. Yeah.
Yes. So she was in her right mind when she decided to take them to the basement to do the crime.
That's when she claims the voices in her head started telling her to do it. Well, I've never known someone with psychosis to have it like a watch. Okay, it's going to kick in at 3, 30, 35, and 30 seconds. Go.
Well.
Yeah.
We could expect 5 years from now they would make a movie and say it was the demon that was telling her to do this.
Yeah.
So make it into a horror film based on a true story. But anyway. the thing I wanted to talk about is yesterday on Eric Erickson's show. He had a caller on saying about his son and both of his kids that was in the military, and they were saying something about like all the stuff is broken, whatever. I think it's the USS Abraham Lincoln that's supposed to be falling apart or resting?
Well,
or
I don't know that it's falling apart. Everybody that I talk to that has served in the Navy says every vessel looks that way after a long deployment. It's just the way it is. And that the bosun mates are the ones who are in charge of keeping it all clean, and they can't do their job until they're in a friendly port where they can get the materials to do what they need to do, whether that's grinding the rust and repainting or whatever.
Well, the gentleman informed the public when he called in about saying that since it's in salt water will destroy the steel and whatever else it's made out of.
Faster than anything you can imagine, yes.
Okay. But then I did some research, and he said something about China. I don't know how he got this line of thinking or propaganda that China is making 50 U.S. carriers a year. I don't know if he knew what he was talking about, but that's a lot of carriers. But when the United States, we only have one place that makes U.S. carriers, and that's in Newport News, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And they can only make two at a time. Mm-hmm. And how long does it take to build a U.S. carrier? Do you know?
I imagine several years. It's a very complicated thing, and most of them are nuclear. None of them are diesel anymore.
Well, on the thing that I looked on Google, 7 to 10 years. So that's two ships for two presidential terms at a time, and they cost about like $15 to $16 billion.
Yeah.
Okay. And Trump wants to increase the national defense by $1.5 trillion. Mm-hmm. Do you really think that's a little bit too much for the U.S. military?
No, I don't think anything. I don't think anything is too much for our military, because every time we've cut our military, every time we've decided, oh, let's not spend so much on defense, somebody else has come along, Russia, China, whoever it may be, and passed us up. And we don't want that. We don't want China doing better than us when it comes to defense. We don't want China doing better than us when it comes to artificial intelligence. We don't want China doing better than us when it comes to anything.
Well, I heard, well, I read the, is it true or is it not true that we spend double of any other country on our defense?
Yes.
And we're the twice the size?
Yes, but understand, a lot of that is defense for Europe.
Really?
So, yeah, a lot of the money that we spend on defense is not defending ourselves. It's maintaining bases in Europe and NATO.
So, is that where we, you would be against cutting NATO or cutting bases or
I'm against cutting NATO. I really like what Trump does. Trump is going into some of these NATO nations and saying, look, you're not paying your fair share. So if you're not going to pay your fair share, we're not going to have the base there anymore, or we're not going to help you do X, Y, or Z, or we're going to tariff the hell out of you, whatever it may be. He's going to get his money back.
Well, that's what I was saying. Yes.
Yeah.
If that's actually what he's doing, you'd be for it or against it. That's what
I was going to ask. Yeah. I'm for that. I'm not for cutting the spending. I'm for pressuring like Spain, for instance. Spain doesn't hardly have a navy because Spain knows, as part of NATO, if anybody attacks Spain, we'll be there. And that's one of the reasons why I lose patience with all these people who talk about the socialism that goes on in Europe and how successful it is and how much they are thriving because of their socialism. But they don't have a defense budget. They don't have to hire an army. They don't have to build ships because they've got us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, any plans for the Labor Day weekend?
No, what about you? Because I was thinking I'd come around at 12 with some Puerto Rican girls. It's just time to meet you.
Wow. Well, have a nice weekend, Lee.
All right, you
don't,
too.
Don't overwork yourself.
I won't.
Just sit and relax by the pool and have a Tecate or a Modelo or a Bud Light.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've had a Mai Tai. I might make myself a Mai Tai. I haven't had a Mai Tai in years. I may make a pitcher of Mai Tais.
Mai Tai. How does that taste? Or has it been so long that you forgot to taste?
Oh, it's a little like Hawaiian punch with alcohol.
Ah, well.
A little, yeah.
You might try some Jameson with some apple juice. That's
okay.
Awesome.
That sounds like an appletini to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, guns for everybody.
You too, Russell. Have a good weekend.
Happy holiday weekend.
You too. Thanks for listening on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Live at Frontier Auto Group, I am Lee Matthews at the Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram dealership on the roundabout at Route 66 El Reno. Brenda writes, geez, Lee, I've been watching all the trolls on your Facebook page, and it seems to me you've been invaded by a bunch of the typical Trump haters lately. I've never seen the real actual points that they parrot with their being fed up by liberal propaganda. I really never thought Americans would be pulled into believing all that propaganda. But of course, I never thought so many would be so against Israel either. Just mind-blowing. Mental illness is alive and thriving in America. This is for sure. God help us all. Brenda, the problem is propaganda is so much easier to spread and so much easier to swallow and consume because of social media. And you're seeing it right before your very eyes. Dan writes, Lee, you know, any of the truck driving schools in Oklahoma that are bogus? Do you, Lee Matthews? Why couldn't the jury decide to convict Lindsay Clancy of the murders of her children. Dan, the good news is I don't know of any truck driving schools that were implicated in the recent shutdown. And the reason the jury could not convict Lindsay Clancy of the murders of her children is that they charged her with too many things. There were too many options for the jury to consider. The jury didn't have to give an up or down vote on one particular issue. They had four issues they had to decide. Did she kill her children because she was nuts? Did she kill her children because she was not nuts? Did she is she innocent by reason of insanity, or is she completely acquittable because the system failed her? Those were the four options, and it looks to me like 11 of the jurors were going with acquittal. One juror, we don't know how he was voting, but he was not voting for acquittal. I'm thinking he was like me. Yeah, there's all these things to consider, but she still killed her children and she needs to be punished. She needs to be held accountable. It doesn't matter the reason. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews again, live on location at Frontier Auto Group in El Reno as we kick off the Labor Day weekend on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. He brought us such great songs as "'Cause I'm Easy, Easy Like Sunday Morning." Lionel Richie, earlier this week I heard he had some health problems, ended up in the ICU in St. Louis. I don't know where he is now, but I'll try to check on that. At any rate, make sure everything is easy like Sunday morning for you when it comes to signing up for Medicare. If you were born in 1961, getting a lot of phone calls, mail, text, don't be confused, okay? Make it easy on yourself by calling 405-877-5790. That's the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. And they are easy, easy to talk to, easy to deal with. They won't try to twist your arm and sell you something you don't need. And they're right here in Oklahoma. They're not somewhere halfway across the planet. Who doesn't care about you? They do. Because they're easy, easy like Sunday morning. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Stevens Ford and Enid is the money-saving truck store for all Northwest Oklahoma, and the reason is simple. We stock more trucks, we sell more trucks, and we sell them at a money-saving price. And now, the savings are even greater because it's closeout time. Here's just one example of the savings. A new 2026 model F-150 Crew Cab. The MSRP on this truck is $50,870. But with our discount and Ford factory incentives, it's just $45,870. Now, folks, that's a discount of about 10%. Now, if you want to finance the same truck with Ford financing, just $42,570. And that's $8,200 off the MSRP. And get this, 72-month financing at 2.9%. So take your pick, cash or financing. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid and save. And always remember, we'll beat any deal, regardless. Required Ford financing and approved credit. Stock number C6760.
Red, White, and Boots. Mustang Western Days 2026. September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages. Kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, Games and Activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th. 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
I would unleash the Mossad to do what they were doing early on, go back to the assassination squads. They're trying to kill the president and his family. They're trying to get our European assets and our allies in Europe. We know the threats are everywhere. The Mossad knows exactly where these people are. Thankfully, they have Iranians who have, are willing to be double agents for them. I would like to go back to that.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Hey, what's the matter, man? We're going to come around and swear with some Puerto Rican girls. It's just a me too.
Got my plans for the evening right there.
Hey, we're going to mess some fool around, you know, like we used to.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. You know, all week I've been talking about what is and who is behind the anti-data center movement. And part of it is propaganda coming from China, because the Chinese don't want us to succeed or surpass. Well, we've already surpassed them with artificial intelligence. They want us to slow down so they can catch up and pass us up. But we're also learning that several left-wing organizations backing data center opposition have benefited from major progressive funding networks, including Public Citizen, which lists George Soros as an open society foundation among those who are of generous support and making the work possible. The Sierra Club, which pumped $3.6 million from Arabella Advisors 1630 Fund between 2014 and 2022, and Code Pink, which is largely targeting data center projects and receiving funding from socialist mega donor Neville Roy Singham, who has deep ties to the Chinese Communist Party. So there's your Chinese connection right there. Why are they doing this? The same old Democrat playbook. The environment, dude. We got to save the environment. Green energy's where it's at, dude. David checking in on Freedom 96.9, calling from where, if anywhere?
I'm calling from Edmond, America.
Love to hear from you, David, and thanks for joining us on Freedom 96.9.
Hey, I just wanted to say, well, there's several things I wanted to say. You know, one thing is we've been invaded internally by the Chinese, the CCP, in so many ways, it's crazy. They're a multi-pronged program to try to destroy our country.
I agree.
And the other thing is, you know, I lived in Europe for 6 years, and I'm going to tell you something. If anybody wants that health care system, I'll get them a one-way plane ticket to get some of it.
And I've not experienced it myself, but I have heard all the details.
Well, they killed my girlfriend's dad, so, you know, I watched them do it. It's incredible. Because the triage, they put him on a 14-month waiting list to get operated on.
Yeah, there is no triage, okay? First of all, let's say you're cutting your grass and you cut your foot with your lawnmower. You go in to the local health provider, and you got to wait for the kid with the hangnail and the little old man with the loose tooth first before they see you. Likewise, someone comes behind you and has cancer. Yeah. They got to wait for you to be treated before they even get their cancer looked at.
Well, it's a little more complicated than that, Lee. Really, what happens is, like in England, for instance, in Ashland and Kent, they have a certain group of people that is in a certain group, and then you've got to go through all their gauntlet to get treated. Let's say that you're in Manchester, where my sister lives.
Yeah,
one of the reasons why she's married to a Brit. But I love my brother-in-law, but I tell you what. So let's say that you're in Manchester and you're in London and you get into a problem. They've got to go back to your health care provider in Manchester to try to take care of you. It's the craziest. It's insanity. They've got to go get permission from your primary, whoever that group is that you're supposedly on. It's insane. And then if you want clean sheets and pillowcases and what have you, you better take them yourself. And then I have people here in Oklahoma, you know, well, I couldn't get treated here, so I had to go to Europe to do it. I said, and you paid them, right? Yeah, they took you because you're paying, but if you live there, you're not going to get treated.
Yeah.
It's not happening. And the reason why they can be a socialist country is because we've been paying their freaking defense since World War II.
That's right.
and nobody, not one president, because, you know, we set up the program to rebuild Europe. We did all that. We did that. And when I was living there, I was standing in line, and this Brit started giving me a rash, and you know what?
Mm-hmm.
And I got tired of it, and I said, listen, bud, I'm here protecting your ass, and if it wasn't for us, you'd be speaking German right now. So I'd shut up if I was you. I was really...
I don't blame you. I would have said the same thing because it is true. David, thanks for the call. Glad you're listening. Have a happy 3-day weekend for Labor Day weekend coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump is describing the conflict with Iran as a military conflict rather than a war. Trump says U.S. strikes have been intermittent and then there's currently no active fighting.
I would say that it's intermittent. You know, we do intermittent strikes. We're not fighting right now. There's no fighting.
The comments come as the conflict approaches its seventh month. Lindsey Clancy's murder trial ended in a mistrial after jurors failed to reach a unanimous verdict. The jury deliberated for 7 days over whether Clancy was criminally responsible for killing her three children in 2023. A September 29th hearing is scheduled to determine the next steps. Wall Street closed lower.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 271 points. The S&P 500 fell 29 points. The NASDAQ dropped 77 points. Markets will be closed Monday for the Labor Day holiday. I'm Levon Putney.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is...
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A Cleveland County woman faces a misdemeanor charge after investigators accused her of providing alcohol and marijuana to a former student and engaging in an inappropriate relationship with him. An arrest warrant was filed for Jennifer Shokat, a former administrative intern at John Marshall High School, after Norman police began investigating the allegations back in July. Court documents say investigators found more than 1,000 text messages between Shokat and the former student, along with messages allegedly showing she provided or offered to provide marijuana and vaping products. Oklahoma City Public Schools says Shokat no longer works for the district and they'll cooperate with law enforcement in the investigation. Her arraignment is currently scheduled to be held November 6th. Well, September is Realtor Safety Month, and members of the Oklahoma Metro Association of Realtors spent Thursday learning how to handle potential threats on the job. Training included self-defense, cybersecurity, and discussions with Oklahoma City Police, firefighters, and the bomb squad. Board member Vicki Zenker says realtors face particular risks while conducting open houses and showing homes. Officials say even basic training can give agents more confidence if they find themselves in a dangerous situation. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Stevens Ford and Enid is the money-saving truck store for all Northwest Oklahoma, and the reason is simple. We stock more trucks, we sell more trucks, and we sell them at a money-saving price. And now, the savings are even greater because it's closeout time. Here's just one example of the savings. A new 2026 model F-150 Crew Cab. The MSRP on this truck is $50,870. But with our discount and Ford factory incentives, it's just $45,870. Now, folks, that's a discount of about 10%. Now, if you want to finance the same truck,
With Ford financing, just $42,570. And that's $8,200 off the MSRP. And get this, 72-month financing at 2.9%. So take your pick, cash or financing. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid and save. And always remember, we'll beat any deal, regardless. Required for financing and approved credit. Stock number C-67-68.
As Oklahomans go to the polls to make their voices heard this election season, transparency matters. But how do you know who's funding the candidate's campaign? That's where the Oklahoma Ethics Commission comes in, bringing awareness to political donations. It's your source for local campaign finance, showing you who's behind every candidate, so you can educate yourself and vote with more confidence. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission, bringing transparency to campaign finance. Visit ethics.ok.gov.
Foundation Churches at Western Days in Mustang. Stop by our booth, spin the prize wheel, and enter for your chance to win a flat screen TV. It's fun for the whole family, and we'd love to meet you. Find out more at foundationchurch.live.
If you haven't yet, as part of a Labor Day weekend celebration, maybe take a good drive on Route 66, especially here in El Reno at the Chrysler Dodge Ram Jeep dealership of Frontier Auto Group. I'm Lee Matthews, hoping to see you in person as I broadcast live on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 73. Tomorrow, expect blazing sunshine and toasty conditions with a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear with a low of 74. Sunday will be partly sunny and hot, reaching a high of 99. Monday is forecasted to be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
From Frontier Auto Group, where I am broadcasting on location. It's Lee Matthews kicking off your Labor Day weekend from the Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram location of Frontier Auto Group on the Auto Mall of El Reno, Route 66 at the roundabout. We've got the CJRDR dealership on the east side of the roundabout. And then on the west side of the roundabout is the Chevrolet dealership. And great savings as we enjoy the weekend and plenty of time for you to come by and have a look at their great selection or go online. And that would be frontiermotor.net. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. It's also Firearms Friday. Today we talk about if you've got a back injury or broken arm, maybe you've injured your hand or wrist, sprained a wrist, how to work around that and still be a proficient shooter. Have a look at the video blog. It's posted at freedom969.com and on the Facebook and Twitter feeds as well. I'm sorry, on the X feeds as well. As it is Firearms Friday, Georgetown professor has just taught gun control activists an important lesson. When you criticize studies that don't support your anti-gun talking points, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. And in this case, they got an unprecedented amount of new data that further obliterates their narrative. It was back in 2021, William English published the findings of his National Firearms Survey, the most comprehensive assessment of gun ownership ever conducted. I remember giving out the rest of this survey. The data demonstrated that defensive gun uses were commonplace and that ordinary Americans really like their weapons, and guns and gun control activists hated the longstanding stereotypes of this sort of Americans who exercise their Second Amendment. So they learned that everything we've been saying about guns and the American people defending themselves is absolutely true. People like to defend themselves, and they want their guns. Gun control activists predictably hated this. They attacked the report's conclusion. They attacked the author. They blasted the survey over nitpicking concerns. And then Professor English explained how the alleged problems would have been significantly impacted the results. Critics categorically dismissed him. He doesn't know what he's doing. So Professor English humored them. He readministered the survey, and he fixed the mistakes. If gun control activists hated the 2021 conclusions, they will most likely lose their ever-loving minds over the new ones, which were just released online this week. The improved and redesigned 2026 survey fails to vindicate their criticisms and deals even mightier blows to the anti-gun narratives. Here are four of the more significant findings from the new report. Possession of so-called assault weapons. Keep in mind, holding a fork in a threatening way towards somebody is an assault weapon, okay? A slingshot pointed at somebody with you holding a rock back in the rubber band, that's an assault weapon because you're about to assault somebody with it. Possession of assault weapons is even more common than the anti-gun activists would like to know. The so-called assault weapons, high-capacity magazines at least from their perspective, holding more than 10 rounds, they frame them as weapons of war and no civilian purpose. You don't need them to hunt. All you need them for is to kill people. Well, they're not in common use for lawful purposes. And therefore, not unprotected by the Second Amendment. They are. Number two, 2021 likely underestimated defensive gun use. The original story estimated that American adults use firearms to defend themselves and their property probably 1.6 million times each year, including military, police, and security work. The new data vindicates the professor. Despite 5 years of efforts to get weapons of war off the streets, an estimated 26.4 million American adults now own an AR-15 or an AR-15 equivalent. 24.6 million Americans estimated by 2021 will also be owning them by the end of the year. Number three, Americans are legally exercising their right to bear arms more than ever. Gun control activists are losing their public carry culture war. 70% of gun owners now report at least some circumstances in which they carry a handgun for self-defense. That's up from 56%. And that doesn't necessarily reflect public carry, since some may carry only on private property. So that's not even counted. And number four, American gun owners are increasingly diverse. It's not just white Americans. More Americans from all walks of life are recognizing the importance of their Second Amendment rights. An even greater proportion of gun owners now hail from demographic groups that historically own guns at much lower rates. It's a consequential cultural shift that undermines some of the anti-gun activists' favorite tropes about gun owners. So there you have it. It's not only as bad as the gun grabbers are saying that it is, it's worse than they're saying it is. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. A mother was charged with child abuse because she dared to let her child play outside. That coming up. Dwayne writes, Lee, hey, just some quick info on your H&H radio ad and your Firearms Friday. Suppressors absolutely still require hearing protection. Very few calibers are hearing safe, only if the ammunition is subsonic. Yes, suppressors help reduce the volume, but hearing protection is still needed. We only get two ears with every the very delicate hairs and tissues within them can easily be injured. Every one gunshot without protection can result in permanent loss or diminished hearing. Keep up the good work. You make my commute home so much more tolerable. Dwayne, are you an audiologist of some kind? And maybe it's just me and my 45 plus years of being a rock and roll disc jockey, but I have a suppressor on a 45 caliber compact pistol. And I don't have to use hearing aid protection, I assure you. I do not have to use hearing protection. The slide returning after I pull the trigger and thwapping back in place as it slams another round home makes more noise than what's coming out of the gun. Now, I've not shot. I want to get a suppressor for my AR, and I've not shot an AR with a suppressor. So that might qualify for what you're talking about, because there's a lot of pressure and a very small bullet coming out of that barrel that makes a very high-pitched and very loud noise when it comes to shooting an AR, which is why I really want a suppressor. But I would be more inclined to... I'll just have to see what it's like. And I guess it also depends on the presser. Brandon is joining us now on Freedom 96.9, calling from where, if anywhere, Brandon?
I'm calling from Piedmont.
Good to hear from you, sir. And turn your radio down. What's on your mind?
I just did. So the 45 ACP is already subsonic. That's why it's so quiet. You can't buy a supersonic 45 ACP round.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
A message from Oklahoma Human Services. If you receive SNAP benefits, this message is for you. Life changes fast. If you've started a new job, moved, or had changes in your household, you are required to update your information as soon as possible. Keeping your case current helps avoid delays and keeps your benefits accurate. Update your SNAP case today at okdhslive.org. Don't wait. Stay up to date at okdhslive.org.
Fall is on the way at Cimarron Casino, so it's time to whip up some fun and stir up some excitement with September Money Mix. Thursdays in September, 5 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 10 drawings to get in the mix for a chance to win your share of $36,000 in cash and gift cards. Start earning entries on September 1st. Mix it up with September Money Mix, only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I will give you the news of the day, hit all the breaking news as it happens during the show, give you the analysis and my opinion, and I will take your phone calls on what you think about it to 877-973-7425 right here as we spread freedom across Oklahoma on Freedom 96.9 weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's Lee Matthews, live on location from Frontier Motors. The Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram dealership at the Route 66 roundabout in El Reno. good weekend to shop for a vehicle, and even a better weekend to get a good deal on vehicles, because they're ready to deal and they're ready to move the 2026s out and make room for the 2027s. 405-608-4377. Brandon was holding for us in Piedmont. Thank you for hanging on, Brandon. Go ahead and tell me what's on your mind again.
All right, so the 45 ACP is naturally already a subsonic round.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find supersonic 45 ACP.
Okay, now, that's what I thought.
If you watch any manufacturer that is reviewing their suppressors, they are all wearing hearing protection. Okay, if it's a supersonic round, which the 8.6 blackout, you can get 30-30 that's subsonic, 300 blackout, you can get 9mm subsonic, 45 is naturally subsonic. But there are a lot of subsonic rounds that you can get for firearms. But if you look, they are still can damage your hearing. Now, I'm an idiot. Half the time, I'm not wearing ear protection when I'm not using one of my suppressors. But that doesn't mean it doesn't damage your ears.
Well, and like I said, I've been listening to rock and roll music and been a rock and roll disc jockey for going on 45 years. So I probably have done all the damage that I can do to my hearing at this point. Plus, I've done a lot of scuba diving, so I know that's damaged my hearing. Bad hearing runs in my family. So I'm just saying, when I shoot with my suppressor, I don't have a problem. My ears don't ring any more than they already do.
On a 45, it's like 870 feet per second. Mm-hmm. So it's already well below the sound, the subsonic.
And I'm getting a text now. I'm getting a text right now, Brandon, from David the Marine, who helps me out with a lot of these. He's agreeing with you.
Right. Yeah. So, and the 45 ACP, that is why the suppressor for 45 is so popular. Now, do you know what damages your ears? It's a high pitch, so it's vibration.
Oh, yeah, like the high pitch vibration of a 9mm. Yeah.
Correct. Bass doesn't damage your ears the same as treble.
No.
And percussion has a lot more vibrations per second, so it damages your ears more than what, say, loud bass.
So the high pressure coming out of an AR, which is almost a .22 caliber bullet anyway, so it's high-pitched, and there's a lot of compression coming out of there. So that is going to damage your hearing.
And it's breaking the sound barrier. It's supersonic. Mm-hmm. You can't get a 223 or a 556 to be subsonic. It's going to break the sound barrier, no matter what you do.
I had a brother-in-law that did not like the headphones, the over headphones, and he got what he thought was these noise-canceling plugs, and he gave me a pair, and we went to the range to shoot our ARs, and I was miserable with them. They were not getting the job done. I kept plugging up my ears every time he shot, because it was hurting my ears, and my ears rang for 18 to 20 days after that. I probably damaged my hearing because of my dear brother-in-law, but I vowed I would never use those again. I used the over the complete ear cuff headphone.
I can tell you one even better than that. My Smith & Wesson, I've got an M&P 9mm. It doesn't ring my ears. My Glock 17 or 19 doesn't ring my ears. But my new SIG P365 fuse, it rings my ears every time I shoot it. A 45 ACP rings my ears.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking about without suppressors.
Yes.
But every time I've ever shot a 45 pistol, it rings my ears. And most 9mm do not, but for some reason, my SIG P365 does.
Maybe the shorter barrel? Okay.
I've got an XDS that's the 3.3-inch barrel. It doesn't ring my ears. It is the weirdest thing. No. But
now, what about AR? Do you have an AR with a suppressor?
I do have an AR, and I have a Ridgeback Defense 30 cal suppressor that fits it, and it does reduce the sound. I'll shoot an AR-15 without hearing protection. I know that's not smart. AR doesn't ring my ears.
Yeah.
The only time it rings my ears is if it's got some kind of muzzle brake on it, but with just a regular flash hider, it doesn't bother me. Now, I'm not saying it's not damaging my ears, because it probably absolutely is.
And whenever I shoot a .22 pistol, I have hearing protection. When I'm shooting a .22 rifle, I usually don't. because it doesn't hurt my ears. Now, when I was a child and I would shoot my .22 rifle, I remember it hurting my ears. But that didn't last long, probably because I damaged my hearing to the point where it didn't matter anymore.
Right. But yeah, so I was just calling you to let you know it's not really a fair one to say on the 45.
No, I agree, and I'm just going to do what I find comfortable, and if it's comfortable for me, I'll be all right.
I'm the same way. I deer hunt with a 7mm mag, and that thing is loud.
Yeah,
but I'm not putting ear protection in before I shoot a deer.
And some people complain, okay, you're at the range, it's an outdoor range, it's a hot day, those headphones are hot. I guess because I've been in radio for over 45 years, I'm used to wearing headphones, I'm used to that, it doesn't bother me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right on.
Thank you, Brandon. Right, have a good weekend on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Rodney writes, Lee, I made the switch to you. You have a great show, and I can hear even after dark. Great job. I live in Chickasha and a longtime listener. Rodney, that's one of the reasons I made the switch, because we're coming up on that time of year where when the daylight savings time would change and I was working at an AM station, they would have to lower power. And sometimes that would be as early as 5:30 in the afternoon. So the only time you could hear me was like if my show started at 4 o'clock, you could only hear me for an hour and a half. It was ridiculous. Alan writes, Lee, hey, I've got an opening move for the Senate. Publicly, they should announce their show of bipartisanship that they're introducing the Senate rule change to eliminate the filibuster, and then 50 Republicans will be voting for it, so only one Democrat would be required to pass it. One of three things could happen. First, they could filibuster to prevent it from reaching the floor, which would be hilarious. Secondly, one or more vote for it, the Republicans could have a cakewalk on legislation. Third, they could all vote against it and reveal yet again their total hypocrisy on the issue that they are out of power. Just a thought. Thank you very much. Here's what I understand, Alan. I understand they are trying to restore the talking filibuster. And that is one of the holdups when it comes to the passing of the Save America Act. 405-608-4377, Lee Matthews, live on location at Frontier Auto Group in El Reno as we kick off the upcoming nice long Labor Day weekend. A mother of five was placed on a child abuse and neglect registry and threatened with jail time after being convicted of contributing to the delinquency of a minor for letting her five-year-old son walk to a pond by himself in their gated community, the report shows. The mother, Karana Parkinson, had been living in Williamsburg, Virginia with her husband so that she could attend law school. She was pregnant with her fifth child when her son asked if he could walk a half a mile to the pond to collect goose feathers, his favorite activity. Parkinson believed he would be safe. Her son knew the route on the sidewalk through the gated community and was separated from the road by 10 feet of grass. He would have to cross the street with crosswalks, but she had seen him do so safely hundreds of times before. She let him go as she made him lunch. Her son was spotted by a passerby who called security, who brought the boy back to his mother before chastising Parkinson and telling her son that bad people would want to take him. Soon the security guard was joined by three police officers and two Child Protective Services workers. Her husband, who was out to lunch with their daughter, hurried home and told Child Protective Services that his kids need to be able to take reasonable risks in order to grow up non-anxious. But the worker said that five-year-olds should never be unsupervised. Child Protective Services would then launch an investigation into Parkinson for allegedly abusing and neglecting before placing their son on the state's Child Abuse and Neglect Registry for the next 7 years. Officers also charged her with contributing to the delinquency of a minor and first-degree misdemeanor with a sentence of up to 6 months. A judge convicted Parkinson last week for immediately suspending the sentence, pending good behavior and compliance with Child Protective Services conditions. A professor and commenter at the law school in which Parkinson attended said that he attended the trial and that it was even worse than the story suggests, adding that the judge overseeing the trial was a man by the name of Brian Smalls. And it was an understanding that she plans to appeal and is being supported by the author of the statutory language. So on and so on and so forth. We could talk about this even more, and maybe I'll hold this over and talk about it on Monday. But if this woman is being accused of child abuse for doing that, then I was abused several times over as a child. Lee Matthews, hoping you have a nice long holiday weekend. Maybe do some car shopping with our good friends here at Frontier Auto Group. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram on Freedom 96.9. Joe Pags is coming up next. I will catch you again on, not on Monday, but on Tuesday. Make it a good Labor Day weekend.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.